Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. President Trump must be whistling a happy tune this morning. The candidates he endorsed in yesterday's primaries did quite well. In Georgia, there will be a runoff between Republican gubernatorial candidate Rick Jackson.
As governor, I'll be like Trump, but with a southern tongue.
And current Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones.
I could not leave this stage without thanking President Donald J. Trump for his undivided treachery. He didn't just endorse me once, not twice, not three times, even a fourth time. I was so honored to have that.
And the winner of the GOP gubernatorial runoff will face former Atlanta Mayor Democrat Keisha Lance Bottoms in the general election, perhaps the highest profile contest, a GOP House race in Kentucky. That's where the Trump-endorsed candidate Ed Gelrein beat incumbent Republican Congressman Thomas Massie. There's a desperate struggle against wildfires raging in Southern California. 750 firefighters battling the Sandy Fire. It's burning in the hills above Simi Valley, northwest of L.A.
Firefighters were challenged initially by rapid fire growth in windy conditions. Sadly, we did have one home that we've confirmed has been destroyed. And while that is only one home, it is the home that belonged to the family that lived here for many years, and a tragic loss for that family.
Andrew Dowd with the Ventura County Fire Department. Thousands of homeowners are under evacuation orders. Crews are also fighting a 23-square-mile blaze on Santa Rosa Island. It's off the Southern California coast. Lithuanian officials accuse Russia of hijacking and redirecting Ukrainian drones into its airspace to sow chaos and distract from Ukraine's military successes. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures 168 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 202 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Maryland has secured a $4 million settlement to resolve a lawsuit against Ridgely's Reserve for construction runoff that polluted the Gunpowder River. Under the settlement, the developer, home builder, and contractor must put enhanced measures to prevent pollution and come into compliance with environmental laws. The settlement includes a $2 million civil penalty and $2.1 million for community-driven remediation projects to improve water quality and restore aquatic habitats in the Foster Branch and Gunpowder River drainage basins. AG Anthony Brown says the settlement holds polluters accountable and directs meaningful funding into the communities and waterways that were harmed. And the Maryland Department of Transportation wants Memorial Day travelers to be serious about safety. Transportation Secretary Katie Thompson says safety is a shared responsibility and everyone needs to do their part by slowing down, staying alert, and wearing their seatbelt on the roads. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at AAIAudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's needed a bounce-back game last night in St. Pete, but Yandy Diaz got in the way.
There's a shot high and deep to center field. Well tagged, and that baby's gone. Home run, Yandy Diaz.
Wayne Statz had the call on Rays TV. Diaz, an Oriole killer over the last two nights with that blast off Kyle Bradish in the sixth, gave the Rays a 2-1 lead on their way to a 4-1 win. Tampa Bay taking games 1 and 2 of the series. Burks did get a home run last night from Taylor Ward on the second pitch of the game, but no runs and three hits thereafter. Manager Albernez in the postgame.
We had three stolen bases to get guys in the scoring position. That hit eluded us. You know, I think we were 0 for 5 runs in scoring position, and if we cashed one of those in, it might be a different game.
Quick turnaround today with Shane Boz taking the hill. First pitch at 1:10 p.m., and how many times have we said this? Birds trying to salvage game 3 of the series. Ravens head coach Jesse Minter met the media yesterday following day 2 of the Ravens OTAs.
Super exciting time for us. It's really 6 weeks in for the vets, a couple weeks in for the rookies. You really get a chance to kind of take what we've been learning, put it out into action, get some real reps, really compete against yourself, really compete against the standard that you're trying to create.
Coming up in 30 minutes, we'll let you know who was at Ravens OTAs and who wasn't. And that is Time on Sports.
Hi, this is Sister Flo, director of the O'Dwyer Retreat Center in Sparks, Maryland. Please join us on Friday, June 5th for our annual wine tasting at Hayfield's Country Club in Hunt Valley. Bring your friends and indulge your taste buds with fine wines from around the world, paired with gourmet bites prepared for you by Town Tavern and heavy hors d'oeuvre by Hayfield's. Go to our website, odwyercenter.org/wine for tickets. Come for the wine, stay for the memories.
O'Dwyer is a 501c3 not-for-profit.
WCBM News Time 907. Here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Get ready for a hot day with temperatures rising to the mid-90s. We have the chance of scattered showers and storms this afternoon and evening. The rain will last into the night as temperatures drop to the 50s. Tomorrow, expect to cool down with highs in the mid-60s and showers throughout the day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
76 in Westminster, 81 in Easton, and 82 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday to all of you. We have a lot to talk about today. So many different topics. We got a couple local topics, but we also are going to be on the national level here just a bit. Obviously, there were a lot of primary elections yesterday across the country. President Trump taking victory laps. He had a lot of his endorsed candidates that were able to be successful in a lot of these primaries. And if you noticed, and I don't know if it's because Susie Wiles or who's kind of in charge of the endorsements there at the White House the second term, but you know, a lot of the races that President Trump is involved in right now are in red districts, right? So he's unseating a lot of Republicans that he feels as though isn't on the same page as he is. And of course, he's been unseating Republicans that, you know, that wanted to be behind Democrats as far as the impeachment trials and all that after January 6th. So he had a very successful night. Congratulations to you, President Trump. Of course, we'll talk a little bit about the race in Kentucky's 4th District. That's Thomas Massey's district. Also, I did want to talk about the OIG report. that just was released. You know what? When you think about it, there's an IG report in Baltimore City coming out every week. They work hard in that office. And at the same time, don't forget, Isabel Cumming, the IG in Baltimore, she's, you know, in this lawsuit with the mayor right now because she needs more documents to do her investigations. But they are working hard over there. So we're going to go over the latest report. Apparently, there were some people that were still receiving money after they were no longer working for the city. So it's a very interesting conversation. You've got more information, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, the mosque shooting there in San Diego. And as I mentioned yesterday, I said, look, you know, when you're about 24 hours out, the last thing you want to do is really get into the conversation of it because things change. Things change every single time. I will also note, real quick, we still didn't get more information about the shooter that was outside of the White House that approached J.D. Vance's motorcade. Remember that? We still haven't gotten any information on that. And there was a kid that was hit by a stray bullet. We need information on that. Where is that information? I just thought about this. Anyways, we'll get into what's going on the latest in San Diego. Also, I have been paying attention to crabbers across Maryland. And just yesterday, Luke McFadden, and we've had him on the show before. Luke McFadden, he did a video on his Facebook. I think it was on all his social media accounts. And he was talking about the price of being a crabber in Maryland. And because he said people ask him all the time, why is it that the price of crabs continues to go up? And so he kind of broke down the numbers. I do have that audio that I'm going to play for you. But on this, you know, the same token there, when you're listening to him, I also wanted to just point out where the government is involved, right? Whether it's the regulations, whether it's the licensing, you know, how much they're taking off the top there and how much they're taking off the bottom line. And when you're listening to this, you know, being a crabber in Maryland, you would think it would be much more simple. You really would, because, and that's what I thought. I mean, what do we do here in Maryland? Crabs. That's our thing. We're crabs. That's our thing. You would think that the government, especially the state government, would not be in the way of any crabber, right? Because that's us. That's our expertise. But that's not the case. And if you were a crabber in Maryland, you're paying more right now, whether it's the licenses or what have you. And I want to figure out how we solve this problem. I really do, because, you know, why are we putting more? We're already talking about our small businesses across the state and how many of them are leaving. I didn't realize that we had all this, you know, all these regulations and government overreach, even on our crabbers. So anyways, we'll talk about that. You know, here in the state of Maryland, you know, being a business owner is like running a charity at this point. It's got to be. I can't see how you're making a lot of money. I can't see it. Also, Keybridge enters second round of contract bidding. We'll get into that conversation. And also, Councilman Yitzi Schleifer in Baltimore City, he's bringing a lot of light to the ARPA funds and a contractor that apparently took the money, and it looks like they took the money and ran because they didn't actually do the job they were supposed to do, and they're not actually sending the money back. And so, believe it or not, Yitzi Schleifer, he's raising the flag here. He's in the 5th District, by the way. He's raising the flag because he's saying that this money that's gone, that's missing, because it was from the federal government, the ARPA funds, this missing money could be on the back of taxpayers. So again, we'll talk about this. And even if you don't live in Baltimore City, if you're, in case you didn't know, in Baltimore City, you know, their situation is so dire and they're continuing to lose population. Their tax base isn't really there. So if you are a taxpayer in the state of Maryland, most likely you are also paying taxes into this situation. Okay, that's just how Baltimore City is set up. You know, they no longer invest in tourism. They make terrible investments in general. I wouldn't trust this mayor to run a lemonade stand. And so we, in the state of Maryland, we're always bailing Baltimore City out. So we'll talk about that because it sounds like we're going to be in the situation again. And then also there's some news out of Harford County when it comes to their interim superintendent. So we'll get into that as well. Let's get right into the ballot disaster, right? First and foremost, to Maryland Matters and to whoever wrote the article calling this a ballot snafu, you got to stop this. You got to stop this. They're trying to downplay this thing. And it's like, it's embarrassing. It really is. Okay, the reason that the president's talking about this, the reason that you have Jared DeMarinis on CNN with Jake Tapper, it's because it's a big deal. Calling it a mishap or a snafu, that's just ridiculous. That's embarrassing for you, okay? This is a nightmare. We talked about this yesterday. In case you're just joining us, there were 500,000 mail-in ballots in Maryland that went out to those that requested it, right? You know, kind of like the absentee ballot. Of course, we're still doing mail-in ballots. I don't know why. COVID's over, but it is what it is. Well, apparently, according to Jared DeMaris, this is a mistake on the vendor. Now, this vendor has had this contract since 2021, but there's a mistake by the vendor, and this vendor somehow, some way, sent Republican ballots to Democrats and sent Democrat ballots to Republicans, and somehow, and I still don't, this still boggles my mind, somehow independents, unaffiliated voters received either a Democrat or a Republican ballot. Not sure how that happened. Not sure how that happened. How do you mix that up? You can't. You cannot, okay? So anyways, this is why some people think this is intentional, and I don't blame you for thinking that. So anyways, we were saying before, because Jared DeMaris, like, of course, he's placing blame, you know, everywhere else but himself. He takes no accountability for this. He's posting on X, and his post, you know, he's got a small X account. So, like, you look at the views, it's like 2,000 people. Obviously, there's 500,000 ballots that went out, but he's trying to get this message out. Basically stating, if you received a mail-in ballot, go ahead and make sure you get your replacement ballot, because even if you receive the right mail-in ballot, it is now voided, okay? You can't use that. It's not, they're not going to save it. Even if you got the right ballot, you have to use the replacement ballot. Now, this is very important information. But Jared DeMaris and friends, it seems as though they're doing very little to disenfranchise voters. Now, before we play this clip, again, he went on CNN with Jake Tapper, and Jake Tapper, I don't think he knew about independents receiving the wrong ballots as well, because I think he would have said something about it. I don't think he knew about it. And of course, Jared DeMaris didn't offer that information. That didn't happen. But what I'm going to say is, when you talk about, you know, the Democrats say this all the time. They say Republicans are a threat to democracy. Trump, you know, he's a threat to democracy. They're disenfranchising voters. Oh, you know, because we can't draw districts based on race, that's a problem. Just think about what's happening here. Jared DeMaris, right? Governor Moore isn't even, you know, raising the issue at all. Jared DeMaris over the Maryland Board of Elections, he goes on CNN. Okay, how many people do you think in Baltimore City that cannot afford these packages where they have CNN, Fox News, all this stuff? How many people do you think actually have seen Jared DeMaris and absolutely know what is going on? I'm going to tell you right now, there are people in West Baltimore, whether it's Matthew Henson, Carrollton Ridge, Sandtown, Winchester, there are a lot of people that have no idea this is happening. They have no clue. Talk about disenfranchising voters. Talk about, you know, voter suppression. They're doing very little to make sure those underserved communities know what's going on. Who's the racist now? Governor Moore, you've got to address this. Jared DeMaris, you're going to have to do more than hang out with Jake Tapper. All right. Well, he did. Let's take a listen.
Explain what happened, and did Democrats get Republican ballots or the other way around?
So, yes. Basically, you know, it was a small number of voters that received the wrong party ballot. Most voters actually received the correct party ballot. When we were going through this with the vendor, the coding at the end there was dropped off. So that's why some individuals got the wrong party ballot.
But what's the number of individuals that got the wrong ballot? And was it Democrats getting Republican ballots or Republicans getting Democratic ballots?
So some Democrats got Republican ballots, Republicans got Democratic ballots. And since my mail-in vendor could not accurately identify who received what ballot due to the coding issue, therefore, the only course of action to ensure the integrity and security of the mail-in voting was to send all the voters who had requested a mail-in ballot by mail a replacement ballot.
Right. So that's now 500,000. But how many got the wrong ballot of the 500,000?
We cannot determine that number.
You cannot determine that number because you're not tracking the ballots, Jared. Look, he probably went to sit down with Jake Tapper, right, and on CNN, because he probably thought he was going to get involved a bunch of softball questions, and he wants to look as though that he's handling this issue. All right, so even Jake Tapper, who, and if you read Jake Tapper's book, I didn't read all of it, but I, you know, I saw the cliff notes on it. Jake Tapper, remember, he was not so happy about the Biden administration and that the reporters and the anchors were lied to about whether or not he was with it, right? Whether or not he was actually, you know, working, if there was an auto pen. And so Jake Tapper said that moving forward, he was going to ask more questions. Maybe Jared DeMaris didn't know that Jake Tapper has already decided that he's going to ask more questions, even of Democrats. But that's what happened yesterday. So he says with the 500,000 ballots, they have to throw them all out because they're not tracking them. Now, as I mentioned, Jake Tapper had no idea that independents also received the wrong ballots. And when we were talking to Kate Sullivan with Secure the Vote yesterday, she mentioned it. And of course, I had a text that sent it over, a sample ballot for an unaffiliated voter. The only thing they have on their ballot is just the Board of Education, right? But right now, you've got Boyd Rutherford trying to put on the ballot for independents to allow open primaries. So if you're listening to that conversation and you were unaffiliated and you received a ballot with, you know, all of the Democrats running or all the Republicans running, you might think that they got that their wish and they have open primaries. Okay? And if you're not watching CNN or listening to WCBM, you wouldn't know any different. And so when the replacement ballot comes in the mail, you might think it's just a duplicate. They don't have a different color. There's nothing different. It just says replacement ballot. Again, this is disenfranchising voters. The Democrats are not going to admit it. This is oppression of the vote. The Democrats, suppression of the vote, they're not going to admit it. They're not going to admit these things. But that's exactly what's going on. There are going to be many black people in Baltimore City that will not vote on these replacement ballots, and their voice will not be heard. And again, to Councilman Mark Conway running against Kwesi Enfume, this means you, my friend. You are going to have to stand up to the Democrat Party and say something. Because you will lose that primary if those voters in West Baltimore and all those underserved communities, if they don't know that they've got to now vote with this replacement ballot, you lose, Councilman Conway. You lose. We'll talk more about this when we get back. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Of course, it's Wednesday, and every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we have our friend Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management on the line for the Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Kim. Happy Wednesday. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know the rain is coming, so, you know, I'm just kind of, I'm soaking in as many rays today as possible, Tim.
Hey, is today our last day of sunshine for the week?
I think it is.
Oh, that's a bummer. I don't even pay attention really to the weather, Kim, that much, but day to day, I guess. But yeah, sun's out today, which is nice. I was hopeful that maybe we get the same kind of weather for the Memorial Day holiday weekend coming up, right, this weekend. But
yeah, nope, not this year.
No pun intended, you just rained on my parade.
Yeah. Sorry.
Tell me we're looking for some rain. So, well, hey, as far as markets are concerned, you know, despite the great weather, you know, the markets, you know, have been great up until about this week. Unfortunately, yesterday, U.S. equities were lower on Tuesday trading. Stocks kind of ending more or less, Kim, not far from their worst levels of the day. The S&P 500 index and NASDAQ were down for the third straight day. The Dow was down 0.65% as well. S&P off 0.67%. And the heavily technology-based NASDAQ down 0.84. I should also add that the small-cap names represented by the Russell 2000 index, Russell 2000 was down, Kim, over 1% as well. So, you know, it looks like that right now some of the technology stocks are catching their breath, digesting their gains. The Magnificent Seven group was mostly lower yesterday. We're starting to, again, continue to see this theme surrounding artificial intelligence, the AI theme. Ben Snyder, who's the chief U.S. equity strategist over at Goldman Sachs, actually pointed out that the chip maker NVIDIA, and is essentially heavily involved in artificial intelligence, has contributed about 20% of the S&P 500's returns this year, and almost that much of the broad market index earnings growth in 2026 as well. And that's the big thing right now for today's theme, I guess, is that NVIDIA the AI darling, if you will, and chipmaker will report their first quarter earnings after the close. So a lot of people are dialed in on what NVIDIA is going to do today as far as their earnings report after the market, and whether, again, we may look to see, you know, the artificial intelligence trade let off some steam, cool down a bit, as we saw yesterday with the overall markets. But here this morning, S&P 500 futures are trading actually higher, which is a positive sign. We are, in fact, seeing, again, a pullback in the price of oil right now. West Texas Intermediate is down about $101 a barrel. It's off about 2%, Kim, while Brent crude oil has pulled back about 3% to $108 a barrel. So, you know, that's obviously boding well for the markets pre-market. Hopefully we'll get a bounce back here today after yesterday's declines across the board. But the Dow futures are up 167 points. S&P 500 futures are up 23 points, Kim, and NASDAQ futures are up 173 points. Again, maybe in anticipation of the NVIDIA earnings after the close today. But, you know, we're looking across, again, what's taking place, inflation, you know, Fed chairman, new Fed chairman Warsh, obviously his appointment, and the overall overseas dynamics are all still in focus with the market. Still waiting to see, again, how things play out with the tensions between the U.S. and Iran. That's still front and center as well. So overall, it's really difficult to get a sense of this diplomatic traction between the U.S. and Iran. But hopefully, again, there's some resolve somewhere there, Kim, that it will bode well for the markets to stabilize and continue their upward momentum. And there we have it for this morning's Morning Market Flash. Look forward to rejoining you on Friday morning.
Thanks, Tim.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. The Sean Hannity Show.
CEO of Zillow has just said that if illegal immigrants have to go back home, that will ease the housing shortage in the country and lower prices and make it more affordable. Donald Trump can get the economy in a better spot and interest rates go down. That's going to make a home more affordable. This is what we've sadly taken as a new normal. It doesn't have to be this way.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, again, thank you, Tim Herb. He'll be back on Friday with us. Hopefully the markets will look great. And I know there are a lot of people still complaining about the price of gas. I am one of those people. Okay, I feel the pain too, all right? I do. We'll talk to Tim back on Friday. You know, we were talking about this ballot. I can't call it a mishap. I can't call it a snafu. A disaster is what I'm going to call it. A nightmare, all right? This is actually voter suppression. This is actual voter suppression. When you have Jared Zemirnis, right, the head, the director there at Maryland Board of Elections, when he's going on CNN with Jake Tapper, when he's just posting on his X feed, right, Twitter, the problems that they're having, right, and what he believes is a solution, the replacement ballots, he's disenfranchising voters that do not have CNN or Twitter. And that's a lot of people. It's a lot of freaking people, okay? You've got a lot of people, especially over the age of 30, that do not have Twitter accounts or X, whatever you want to call it. You've got a lot of people, especially Black Americans in Baltimore City, that do not have television packages that include CNN. See, the fact that they're doing this is why I think, and I know we were talking about whether or not this was intentional, this ballot disaster, sending out 500,000 mail-in ballots and some of them being wrong. They don't know how many. They can't track them. This is why I think some of this is intentional. And if I were a Democrat, and with these Democrat primaries, I mean, we talked about Steny Hoyer's seat, the 5th District in Maryland, that seat that he's vacating. There's 20-plus Democrats running in that primary. You have all these mail-in ballots that went out. And so if you are running in that 5th District as a Democrat, many of your voters might not know that there's a replacement ballot on the way. See, this is going, Democrats are going to have to stand up. And I know now that President Trump is requesting an investigation with the DOJ because he's on True Social talking about it, you're going to have many Democrats that have the Trump derangement syndrome. They're not going to want to step up because then they're going to look like they're on Trump's side. And you know what? If that's your reasoning and you're on that ballot and you're a Democrat, you get what you deserve. You get what you deserve, because this is a constitutional right. They have the right to make sure that we take part in our elections, right? This is our civic duty. And here you've got people like Jared Demarais. You got Governor Wes Moore not saying a word. He's not saying a peep about it. And you know why? I think because they don't want certain Democrats to make sure that their vote is counted in the primary. Yes, this hurts Republicans as well. But it hurts Democrats even more. And yet, Governor Moore, who loves to clout chase President Trump whenever he mentions their name, Governor Moore isn't saying anything. He's got a spokesperson saying, well, it's not our fault. I don't oversee the election. Dude, voter suppression in Maryland. Here it is, 2026. Jared Demarais, how dare you? We get back, we'll wrap up this conversation. You can weigh in as well. We'll also go over the question of the day. And then, of course, I want to talk about the OIG report in Baltimore. Taxpayers again on the hook.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump has a lot to celebrate in the outcome of yesterday's primaries in a handful of states. Trump-endorsed candidates did well, including in Kentucky, where Ed Gelrine defeated incumbent Congressman Thomas Massey in the GOP primary. Less than a week after the president visited China, Russia's Vladimir Putin is in Beijing for talks with Chinese President Xi. Moscow and Beijing have grown closer economically and otherwise since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Taiwan's president says that if given the chance, he would tell President Trump that continued purchases of American arms by Taiwan are essential to maintaining peace in the region. More than 17,000 people under evacuation orders. The wildfire continues to threaten suburban homes in Southern California. The opening bell sounding on Wall Street, stocks starting off the day higher this morning. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Looking for the perfect place to host your next party or event? We've got you covered. Our private party rooms comes fully equipped with a sound system and big screen TVs, perfect for celebrations, meetings, or presentations. Plus, enjoy our outdoor space with a fire pit, live music stage, and even a kids' playground. Hosting at home? No problem. Sol Oaxaca offers full catering and easy carryout options. Just search Sol Oaxaca Bel Air, SOLOAXACA, for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air, and let's make your next event unforgettable. Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Grilling season is here, and you'll find your best deal on a new grill at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Gas, charcoal, pellet, built-in grills, portables, flat tops, smokers, and more. All on sale and all waiting for you now at Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, things certainly started off well for Baltimore last night.
Scored on base twice yesterday. Swings and launches a fly ball to left field. Chandler Simpson is back at the wall. It's gone! On the second pitch of the game, Taylor Ward's second home run of the year.
That's what I've been waiting to see. Get the head out, fella. Get it out there and turn one around.
Kevin Brown, Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Ward did turn it around for number two on the year, but after that, the Birds' bats went silent, mustering just three hits off five Rays pitchers the rest of the way, with former Oriole Brian Baker getting his 13th save of the year. 4-1 was the final. After the game, manager Albanez on the sounds of silence from the Baltimore bats.
And they throw strikes. They're not going to walk, guys. You know, we have to be ready to hit. We were. It's just nothing to show for.
Ravens concluded day two of OTAs at Owings Mills yesterday. Now, these are voluntary, so there's that. But one of the players who didn't volunteer was Lamar. Head coach Jesse Minter was asked about it.
Lamar's been one of our leaders of the offseason program, and a couple things going on yesterday and today. Do expect him to be back soon. We've had some great conversations. Know when he's going to be back, and again, I'll probably leave those between me and Lamar.
Jackson was in South Florida this past weekend for the retirement of his high school jersey. Still, it's an issue. Here's offensive coordinator Declan Doyle back at his introductory press conference in February, saying yes. OTAs are voluntary, but
if you want to say that you're going to win a championship, you want to say that you have championship standards and those are your goals and your expectations, certainly that's going to take work, that's going to take collaboration, that's going to take the beginning of building the relationship with their coaches, other players.
Other notable absentees included Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey, Travis Jones, Calais Campbell, and Rashad Bateman. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Oriole Killer does it again. And that is Stein on Sports.
Lorien Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorien Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorienAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Your Weather Authority forecast. It'll be a hot day as temperatures climb to the low to mid-90s with the chance of scattered showers and storms this afternoon and evening. We'll have rain showers through the night as temperatures fall to the 50s. Then tomorrow, it will be much cooler. Our highs rise to the mid-60s. We'll have rain throughout the day, and that rainy pattern will last through Memorial Day weekend with highs in the 60s and 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the mail-in ballot disaster. As I mentioned, Jared Demaris with the Maryland Board of Elections. He was on with CNN's Jake Tapper yesterday. And Jake Tapper says, well, how many ballots out of the 500,000 that went out, how many of them were wrong? And you had, yeah, Jared Demaris just sat there like a deer in headlights saying, I don't know. He has no idea. And then, you know, they act like, oh, there's integrity in the elections and we're going to restore that. And, you know, shame on President Trump for saying that these were fake ballots and all this other stuff. That's exactly what they were. They weren't real, right? We're not using them, right? We're not using any of the 500,000 that went out. You've got to turn in your replacement ballot. And yes, they're not tracking them. And I'm one to think it's because of the voter roll situation and the fact that they're fine with illegal immigrants receiving ballots. Okay? We found that out before. We found that out thanks to the superintendent in Iowa, who was also a teacher at one point in time in Baltimore City, here illegally, by the way, working in the school system. How crazy is that? But he was also on our voter rolls. Also on our voter rolls. Also, and I was on Fox 45 this morning with Megan, and we were talking about this situation. And Marty in the text line just reminded me, because Megan brought this up as well. In Anne Arundel County, the Board of Elections is going to have to mail 10,000 practice ballots again because there was a printing error on those, okay? I swear to you, my daughter, my 9-year-old, could do a better job with the election process here in the state of Maryland. And Jared Demaris, again, like I noted, he still has not apologized for what has happened. Not one iota. He has not taken any accountability. As far as he's concerned, there's misinformation from President Trump and influencers and the Republican Party, and it has nothing to do with him, and it's just a mistake, and it's just the vendor. We haven't heard from the vendor. The vendor apparently put out a statement saying they'll pay for it. They'll eat the charge on it. But they haven't come forward and said anything. There's no transparency in this conversation at all. None whatsoever. I will read your text messages here that are here on the WCBM app. Also, if you want to weigh in, you can, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Real quick, as far as the question of the day, because I failed at my job yesterday, I didn't go over it before we left. So we left it as is, which is still pretty important. Will you trust the 2026 primary elections here in the state of Maryland? Yes or no? Right now, and this is again brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, 93% of you say no, you're not going to trust it, and 7% of you say yes, you will. Now, I did see some comments on Facebook. Some people were saying, you know, you got to ask, have I ever trusted it? Which I thought, yeah, no, that's a good question. That's a good question as well. Have you ever trusted the election process here in the state of Maryland? But go ahead and weigh in, because I do want to talk to you guys about it before we leave today. Also, I found out Delegate Nino Mangione is going to join us at 11:35 a.m. And I'm sure we'll talk to him about this issue. As you know, he's running for a Bonner County Council seat. So we'll find out, you know, what the conversations are like right now for some of these candidates that are watching all of this unfold. I do have a couple of text messages. Patrice says, Kim, I know you are wrapping this up, but think about it. Westmore cannot blame President Trump. So he is quiet as a church mouse. You know what, Patrice? Great point. They always want to point the finger at President Trump. In this case, this has nothing to do with President Trump. After the fact, he says something about it, and here's Jared Zemaritis with his Trump derangement syndrome. Oh, no, how dare he say these things? How dare he claim that these are fake ballots? Look, if you can't use them, then yeah, they're fake ballots. That's it. He's accurate. All right? You can't use them. You cannot use them. Clay from Williamsville says, good morning, Kim. If every $1 bill could have a serial number, why can't every ballot? That would prevent a lot of cheating. It would also enable them to separate these current ballot mishaps. So, see, and Jared Zemaritis kind of said that in the beginning of that audio clip with Jake Tapper. Brian, the producer, can we play that Jake Tapper clip one more time? Because he did mention the numbers on the ballots. Take a listen.
Explain what happened, and did Democrats get Republican ballots or the other way around?
So, yes. Basically, you know, it was a small number of voters that received the wrong party ballot. Most voters actually received the correct party ballot. When we were going through this with the vendor, the coding at the end there was dropped off. So that's why some individuals got the wrong party ballot.
But what's the number of individuals that got the wrong ballot? And was it Democrats getting Republican ballots or Republicans getting Democratic ballots?
So some Democrats got Republican ballots, Republicans got Democratic ballots. And since my mail-in vendor could not accurately identify who received what ballot due to the coding issue, therefore, the only course of action to ensure the integrity and security of the mail-in voting was to send all the voters who had requested a mail-in ballot by mail a replacement ballot.
Right, so that's 500,000. But how many got the wrong ballot of the 500,000?
We cannot determine that number.
Okay, so there you go. So he said because of the coding issue. And so, Clay, as you pointed out, as far as the serial numbers, I think that's what he was referring to there. I think that he was saying basically there was also an issue with the serial numbers. Here's the thing, and we were speaking to Kate Sullivan about this yesterday. Here's what I believe. I believe they're blaming the vendor because it's a safe and easy way out. The list would have had to come from the Board of Elections, right? When we first heard about this, Jared Zemaritis, you know, on X, when he was trying to explain himself, it sounded to me that, and somebody corrected me yesterday, the right terminology for this is a press check, right? Somebody has to sign off on this. It sounds to me that somebody from the Maryland Board of Elections sent over the wrong list, or this is intentional. That's the only way this makes sense. This particular vendor has been our vendor since 2021. The only way this makes sense is if the error came from the Maryland Board of Elections itself and not from the vendor. So then to say there's this coding issue, you know, I don't believe it. I don't believe it, Clay. I think it would be too easy to have the serial numbers on this, right? And so, you know, that's how I think they would track ballots in the first place. The problem is they don't want to track ballots here in the state of Maryland. They don't want to. Here's what I would love for to happen. I think Kate Sullivan is right. I think for this primary election, throw out all the mail-in ballots. Tell people that they've got to vote in person. We're not doing mail-in ballots. Throw them all out for the primary election, all right? Unless it's like the absentee that we usually do, right? Those that are away in other countries, right? Those that serve in the military, you know, what have you. But also, you do that, and then you have the vendor come forward and explain to people what exactly happened. There should be a press conference on every channel, right? Every channel, and it should include Governor Westmore, Jared DeMarinis and the vendor, and they should all explain what happened, and whoever the administrator over there at the Maryland Board of Elections, allow him or her to step up and explain how this is all going to work in the general so you don't see something like this again. That's the only way you're going to get confidence to the people. That's the only way. You've got to have the vendor come forward. You have to have the governor say to the people, this will never happen again. Read more of your text messages. Real quick, don't forget, we're also giving away Beach Boy tickets today. A pair of tickets. They're playing at the Pier 6 Pavilion on June 6th. And when you hear a Beach Boy song, if you're the first caller, you will be able to win that pair of tickets. But you also, don't forget, you must have an email in order to win, okay? So when you call Brian, the producer, when you hear the Beach Boy song, you've got to have your email ready to go, okay? So you can give it to Brian, and you can win a pair of Beach Boy tickets. Again, June 6th, Pier 6 Pavilion. When you hear the Beach Boy song, call in. All right, let's go back to some of these other text messages here on this topic. I've got Jeff. He says, snafu is perfect for this, if you know what it means. Situational, normal, all effed up. Yeah, I just, you know, for me, they're really trying to downplay this thing. And they're trying to act like this isn't a big deal. It's a big deal, okay? Jared DeMarinis, CNN wouldn't be calling you for an interview if it wasn't a big deal. And you know it. Randy says, K-Cam, if they were to have a news conference for the fake ballots, it would take a while because first they have to come up with a way to blame Donald Trump. Yeah, well, you know, Jared DeMarinis has already tried there, and I think that, you know, their whole premise of him, you know, saying that they're fake ballots and complaining and saying it's misinformation, I think they could be able to say that, but you're right. They can't blame this situation on Trump. And the people that are going to be hurt the most, don't you ever forget about this. It's going to be black people in Baltimore City in underserved communities. They're going to be hurt the most. The second most, think about our vulnerable community. Think about those that have disabilities. Think about our elderly adults that cannot get out there and go to vote in person. Think about those in some of the nursing homes, right? Those that could be in a hospice. These, the most vulnerable people amongst us, they will be hurt the most. And I think that's the biggest takeaway from all of this. And I hope the RNC harps on that. Okay? This is actual voter suppression. We hear that all the time. They want to vote. They want to draw districts based on race. They say, oh, we can't do that. Well, then that's voter suppression. No. This snafu, this ballot mishap, this is voter suppression. It's voter suppression. Lester in a text line says, Cam, I'm a bit confused. After May 14th, requested mail-in ballot online because of temporary long-term illness. I received it yesterday. It is correct, but does the recent guidance require me to wait for the replacement ballot? Lester, yes. Yes. Well, hopefully, I hope that you're feeling better. Hopefully, you're doing well. But yes, so you cannot use that ballot that you have now in your hand. The replacement ballot's going to have, it's going to be marked on top of your ballot, replacement ballot. Those are the only ballots in a situation that are going to be counted. So the ballot that you have now, Lester, will not be counted, even if you send it in and even if it is correct. Okay, so you got to get that replacement ballot. Now, to all those that are getting the replacement ballot, if you don't receive that replacement ballot in the next week or so, then I would call the Maryland Board of Elections or at least email them, contact them somehow. Because we were told that they went out yesterday. Okay? So if you don't receive the replacement ballot in the next week or so, I need you to then contact them. I know. It's a bunch of hoops that now you've got to jump through. Because they're incompetent. Or they're intentionally nefarious. Right? Oh, this is a horrible situation. All right, Steven says, aside from the mail-in ballot fiasco, I almost never hear anything about people still on the voter rolls who have left the state and also getting mail-in ballots. Yeah, Steven, that's why the Trump administration was suing the state of Maryland and other blue states to begin with, because that is happening. And there are a lot of people that are no longer with us that are on the voter rolls. But of course, you've got the Maryland Dems and Jared DeMarinis, the Board of Elections. They are using, it's got to be our taxpayer dollars, to fight back against the administration so that they don't have to hand over the voter rolls. I mean, this is crazy, man. You know what? This is crazy. With all the problems that they see across the state of Maryland, I wonder if you're going to have Democrat voters still out there, you know, in droves saying, you know, vote blue no matter who. Because I would think that it's going to be very hard to convince everyone that used to be on that boat to still do it. I think so. Real quick, I'm going to read this other text here in just a second. But real quick, just so you guys know, there was an awful video that was circulating online. And apparently there are three juveniles that are being charged right now for beating another juvenile female unconscious. Did you guys see the story in Pikesville, Maryland? She was in the hospital, unconscious. They beat her up so bad. Well, these kids, you know, they're idiots. The kids were actually filming it with their cell phones. So now the video is all over the internet. And you got all these kids taking turns, beating this girl up, kicking her in the head, all these things. And then somehow, some way, one of the girls, because there's even boys punching her, one of the girls goes closer to her and kind of lifts her shoulder over, and she screams, oh my gosh, she's dead. And so that's when all the kids start running out of this room, right? So she was at this house in Pikesville, and then I guess one of those kids ended up calling 911, and she got to the hospital. But they almost killed this girl. So anyways, I go on, because this video is now circulating on all these platforms and Instagram and everything like this. And that one page, Murder Inc. is what they call it, that has all these, you know, Baltimore stories and all the news and everything on there. You know, there's all these comments, and they're like, I hope they get the book thrown at them. This is ridiculous. That poor girl, you know, all this other stuff. And so you know what I wrote on there? I said, this is, again, to those that want to vote blue no matter who, just think about what's going on here. Because of you, and because I tagged him, Senator Will Smith, now introducing legislation that passed, right? The automatic juvenile charging bill. Now, these kids that should be charged as adults, they won't be. They're going to be charged as juveniles. And you know what's going to probably happen because this girl survived? They're probably going to get a slap on the wrist. And I tagged him and I said, this, and I hope you call his office. If anything doesn't wake you up, I hope this does. This is the problem. You have people that have no idea how any of this works, how these policies get on the books, and how people like juveniles like that are never held accountable. And you got people in the comment section, grown adults, here in Baltimore, and they're saying, I can't believe these kids think that they can get away with this. Why not? Why wouldn't they think that? You got the Juvenile Interrogation Act, where you got the state's attorneys, the police chief. They can't ask them any questions. The Juvenile Justice Reform Act, where basically those kids can get away with murder if they wanted to. And then you got the mayor with the sidestep program and all this other stuff with Monzie. They do whatever the heck they want to. And on top of it, they're still investigating because, God forbid, the IG gets the information. But on top of it, they were paying some of these kids not to do what we just saw in that video. This is crazy. What a circus. A bunch of clowns running the city and state. And so, yeah, I tagged Senator Will Smith on that. And I hope they comment on his page. I hope they call his office. Because those kids that beat that girl up on video, I suggest you don't look for the video. It's horrific. But nothing's going to happen to those kids. Nothing's going to happen to their parents. And that's the way Maryland is set up now. That's the juvenile justice system for you. This girl was almost beat to death. Thank goodness the girl pulls her shoulder over. Thank goodness one of those stupid kids recording all of this. Thank goodness they ended up calling 911. I'm surprised they didn't just leave her there. I got a text here real quick. Andy in Delaware says, great job as usual. Make no mistake. My point of view, knowing the Democrats, they're hoping that every Democrat that received the Republican ballot will throw it away. But also they were counting on the integrity of Republicans not doing the same. Just see the play here. Again, Andy in Delaware. Yeah, Andy, they're hoping that the Democrats will be voting on the Republican ballot and choosing our nominee for us. That's what they're hoping. All right, we get back. We'll continue this conversation. We'll wrap it up. I do want to talk about Trump's endorsements and the OIG report real quick. Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of your basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue is doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all of their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack on your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you'll get a bonus bottle for free. Just go to res-q.com and shop the deals. Stock up on all your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted, tested, and rooted in belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Go to res-q.com or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Again, it's res-q.com.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We're going to need her seat to maintain the majority. Period. End of sentence. Who's she running against? You know, you have Democrats backing this lunatic, Graham Plattner. You know, they're willing to overlook his Nazi tattoo. And now it comes out today that, you know, he raved about really disgusting graffiti depicting male genitalia, gleefully recounting how he would masturbate in porta potties and newly revealed Reddit posts. And anyway, they've recovered so much of how crazy this guy is. And he used the name P. Hustle. That's very clever. Commented on a lot of different things.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, everybody cares about health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, and so many of us are guessing our way through our health, guessing what foods to eat, what supplements to take, wondering why some things make us feel better than others. Now, that's where Viome comes in. It's a simple, at-home gut health test that uses advanced RNA technology. It analyzes your gut microbiome to understand how your body is truly functioning in this moment. And from there, Viome then creates a personalized food and supplement plan designed specifically for your body. Right, Linda? You've been doing this.
I have been doing it, and the test is easy. It's got great steps. It walks you right through. It's easy to do. You can send it right in.
Take the guesswork out of it. Get real data. Go to Viome/Hannity. Viome.com/Hannity today. And when you follow their plan, you can expect better digestion, more energy, improved mood. Stop guessing. Start knowing.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
Oh, you like the way that sounds?
All right. Wrapping up the conversation here with the ballot disaster in the state of Maryland. Obviously, I'm sure we'll be talking about this for days to come. But real quick, like I said earlier, I think they need to do a better job getting the message out. And even though I put, you know, all of the blame here on the Maryland Board of Elections, and you know what, even Governor Wes Moore for not getting out in front of this, you know, here's an opportunity for him to show some kind of leadership. Still can't do it. Still can't do it, right? The Key Bridge, it's like he cannot do it. He's allergic to being the executive of the state. He can't do it. And this is why it's so crazy to me that he has ambitions to be the president. You can't even run Maryland. How could you possibly run America? This guy's a joke. All right. Alexander in the text line, he says, vote blue no matter who. It's a very roundabout way of saying thinking is too hard. Yeah, Alexander, that's exactly what they're saying. They don't want them to think about it, right? They don't want to think about it. That's why they say win with black women, of course, unless it's a Republican, right? But they don't want them to think about it. They just want them to see these little things. They want to make sure that they vote for whoever has the D behind their name. And if it's between a black person and a white person in a Democrat primary, you know, they want them to most likely vote for the black person. That's what it's about. I mean, just they just keep lowering the bar. And you've got so many, and this is what's so crazy about it. You have very educated black women that act like this is fine. The educated black women, they're the ones pushing this narrative. And I'm like, wait, what? Well, how could you be okay with this? I know you want better for our community. I know you do. You have to. All right, coming up next, the OIG report, missing money out of the ARPA funds, and of course, races across the country where President Trump, again, his endorsed candidates had a great night. We'll talk about all those things. Don't forget, Delegate Nino Mangione will join us at 11:35 a.m. And we've got so much more national and local topics. Stay right there.
Hi, this is Sean Casey with an update on the next step in the 2026 Save Our State campaign. First is to sign the petition at WCBM.com. Then, plan on voting early in person June 11th through June the 18th at your early voting center. It's crucial to get out the vote, so try and take five voters with you. Remember, change can't happen by sitting at home. So do your patriotic duty. Our founding fathers would be proud. A vote to save our state is a vote heard round the world.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Trump-endorsed candidates fared quite well in yesterday's primaries across half a dozen states, including in Kentucky, where Ed Gowron defeated incumbent Congressman Thomas Massie in the GOP primary.
I want to thank President Trump for his support, his endorsement, and his counsel as I navigated this campaign.
Massie suggests he's proud of the campaign he ran.
I have called and conceded the race. We've been honorable the whole time, and we're going to stay that way.
In Pennsylvania, Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro and Republican Stacey Garrity will face each other in November. They won their uncontested primaries. Less than a week after President Trump visited China, Russia's Vladimir Putin is there for talks with Chinese President Xi, the BBC's Laura Bicker in the Chinese capital.
It's a sign of where Beijing wants to position itself right now, beholden to no one but talking to everyone. There is no doubt there's a close alliance between Russia and China. The two leaders have met each other more than 40 times. And Russia is now far more reliant on China than ever before since the war in Ukraine. However, there's some delicate diplomacy here for Mr. Xi because he wants to maintain stable ties with the West. He still insists this country is neutral when it comes to the war in Ukraine. And yet he will not want Russia to lose. He will not want that loss to destabilize a country on his northern border.
Taiwanese President Lai says if given the chance, he would tell President Trump that continued purchases of American arms by Taiwan are essential to maintaining peace in the region. More than 17,000 people under evacuation orders. Wildfire continues to threaten suburban homes in Southern California. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 110 points, the NASDAQ 104 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. office. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Transportation Authority held a virtual industry forum on the Key Bridge rebuild Tuesday, announcing there will be four separate procurements for the rebuild. The MDTA says restructuring the procurements into multiple contracts will allow for greater competition in the contracting community, expand local workforce opportunities, and expedite the awarding of new contracts. Work will continue on the project during the procurement process, and Kiewit Infrastructure will finish its contracted work through at least the end of the calendar year. The new contracts will include demolition of the remaining structures over water and construction of the south and north land approaches. There will also be a contract for construction of the main span, pier protection, and marine approaches. A final schedule for construction won't be known until the procurements have been completed and contracts are awarded. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta, every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's needed a bounce-back game last night in St. Pete, but Yandy Diaz got in the way.
There's a shot high and deep to center field. Well tagged, and that baby's gone. Home run, Yandy Diaz.
Wayne Statz had the call on Rays TV. Diaz, an Oriole killer over the last two nights with that blast off Kyle Bradish in the sixth, gave the Rays a 2-1 lead on their way to a 4-1 win. Tampa Bay taking games 1 and 2 of the series. Burks did get a home run last night from Taylor Ward on the second pitch of the game, but no runs and 3 hits thereafter. Manager Albernez in the postgame.
We had 3 stolen bases to get guys in the scoring position. That hit eluded us. You know, I think we were 0-for-5 runs in scoring position, and if we cash one of those in, it might be a different game.
Quick turnaround today with Shane Boz taking the hill. First pitch at 1:10 p.m., and how many times have we said this? Birds trying to salvage game 3 of the series. Ravens head coach Jesse Minter met the media yesterday following day 2 of the Ravens OTAs.
Super exciting time for us. It's really 6 weeks in for the vets, a couple weeks in for the rookies. You really get a chance to kind of take what we've been learning, put it out into action, get some real reps, really compete against yourself, really compete against the standard that you're trying to create.
Coming up in 30 minutes, we'll let you know who was at Ravens OTAs and who wasn't. And that is Stein on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 10:06. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Get ready for a hot day with temperatures rising to the mid-90s. We have the chance of scattered showers and storms this afternoon and evening. The rain will last into the night as temperatures drop to the 50s. Tomorrow, expect a cool down with highs in the mid-60s and showers throughout the day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
83 degrees in Boley's Quarter. Acres, 85 in Pikesville, and 85 in Joppatown. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. If you're just joining us, we were talking about the mail-in ballot disaster, but we're moving on from that. We've got lots more to talk about today. Don't forget, a pair of Beach Boy tickets are up for grabs. That's right. When Brian the producer, or Brian the DJ, when he plays the Beach Boy song, you got to be the first caller, and you'll enjoy a pair of Beach Boy tickets. They're going to be at Pier 6 Pavilion on June 6th. The show starts at 8 o'clock, and sounds like it's going to be a good time. And June 6th, you know, that date, there's a lot going on in the city. I think they have, like, is there like a half marathon and a fashion show down there at Harbor East? So honestly, if you win this pair of tickets for the Beach Boys, you could spend the whole day down there and have a good time. But again, a Beach Boys song will play, and then you'll dial 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and then don't forget to have your email ready to go, so you can win a pair of tickets to the Beach Boy concert on June 6th at the Pier 6 Pavilion. All right, so good luck to you. All right, lots to talk about here. I did want to mention, as we're going to talk about some of these races across the country, where President Trump's endorsements came in handy, it sounds like. I just want to mention that Trump finally endorsed Ken Paxton. Did you see this yesterday? Thank goodness. Thank goodness. I mean, it was between John Cornyn and Ken Paxton. And, you know, we were all watching. Well, I know I was watching the U.S. Texas Senate race there. And, of course, on the left, you had Jasmine Crockett taking on James Tallarico. And James Tallarico beat Jasmine Crockett. Now, she jumped into that race because of redistricting. She's lost her congressional seat. So she's out of the House. She won't be in the Senate. So Jasmine Crockett is officially gone when it comes to, you know, well, it'll be as of November. But Ken Paxton, he was running against John Cornyn and, of course, Wesley Hunt. And I'm sad by that because Wesley, I think, is great on Capitol Hill. And I did, you know, I didn't ask him directly. I asked some people that, you know, talked to him often. And I was just wondering, what made him want to run in that Senate race? And I still haven't gotten a straight answer on that one. But, you know, to take on John Cornyn, and remember, Wesley threw his hat in after Ken Paxton, which was very odd because they're both, like, you know, America First, very MAGA, you know, pro-Trump. And I saw where Trump didn't want to get into, you know, the scuffle there. So he didn't endorse anybody. So then it came down to the runoff, right? So then you had Wesley Hunt that was out. And so you had John Cornyn. He's currently in a runoff against Ken Paxton. And there were all these people yelling and screaming at Wes saying, oh, you split the vote. Ken Paxton would have won this primary. We wouldn't even be in this situation. And I love Wesley Hunt, but I happen to agree. It did split the vote. Well, of course, we were waiting to see what President Trump was going to do. And he did yesterday endorse Ken Paxton, which is quite a relief because John Cornyn, even though I don't think he's a problem vote-wise, I think he's, you know, he votes with Republicans, I would think, you know, at least 80% of the time. I've never heard where John Cornyn gave, you know, Trump or any Republican any trouble. But I think a lot of people are wanting to, you know, get some fresh blood in there and, you know, shuffle things up a bit. And so Ken Paxton is, you know, that fresh blood. But at the same time, I do understand that Ken Paxton has a lot of baggage. And so we shall see what happens. I'm going to go ahead and say that I believe that he's still going to beat James Tallarico. We did talk a little bit about James, you know, the Democrat running in that U.S. Senate seat. You know, he's been on camera talking about gun control. In the state of Texas, that's like the kiss of death, I would think. You don't mess with their guns down there. But also, he's, you know, just very left. He seems very progressive. And as I noted before, he was actually, if you look at the polling, and some of the data there, Democrats thought he was further left than Jasmine Crockett. And I thought, well, why would they choose this guy? Because, again, it's Texas, right? But anyways, he's going to be running against, most likely, of course, the runoff still has to happen, but he will most likely run against Ken Paxton. Now, John Cornyn did make a statement saying, you know, it is what it is. He was hoping to get the endorsement, but he's not dropping out. Which I would expect him to. I would not expect him to. I did want to kind of weigh in a little bit on the race with Thomas Massey in Kentucky's 4th District. As I said online, you know, if you like Congressman Thomas Massey, you know, you can like Thomas Massey, right? I'm not going to judge you for which Republicans you like, okay? I'm not going to do that. You know, I do believe that there's a lot of chatter online, and there's a lot of chatter about, you know, Israel and the Jewish community. And I will just say, you know, not to say that social media isn't real, but I will say that, you know, I think that some people believe that what you see on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, I think people believe that some of these influencers really influence these elections. And they don't, right? I mean, look, I learned that lesson in 2020. Sure, I had a huge social media presence. We outraised Congressman Kwesi Fume by, what was it, $7 million? But it didn't matter because it's a D+43 district. It doesn't matter. All these people in this district, I guess, still wanted to vote blue no matter who, right? And so, you know, that's kind of how I approached this whole thing with Thomas Massey in Kentucky's 4th District. President Trump won that district right in November 2024 by 40 points. I think it was actually 41 points. So to think that Thomas Massey, who was always going head-to-head with President Trump, and then you had President Trump come out and say, look, I want Thomas Massey out of this seat, I mean, that's a tall task. That's a tall task. And I think online, on what I saw online on social media, Thomas Massey had a lot of support. But like I say, just because you have support on social media, that doesn't actually mean much. You have to win the race in the streets. Grassroots, all these things really, truly matter. Whether it's the door knocking, the sign waving, the literature drops, the fundraisers, you know, the events, the meet and greets, all these things matter. You're not going to win on social media. Remember Valentina Gomez? We talked about her race. She ran in Missouri and then she ran in Texas. And she couldn't get out of primary. Not even close. But everybody loves her on social media. Yeah, on social media, she's great. She's a real, you know, a real pistol, that one. I get a kick out of some of her ads on social media. But if you're not going to host any events and you're not going to meet the people on the ground, you're not going to win. And so I think Thomas Massey, I mean, you saw there, you know, the effort towards the end of the race. He brought in Lord Boebert. He brought, you know, Matt Gaetz endorsed him. You had Senator Rand Paul. He endorsed him. Tucker Carlson behind Thomas Massey. The thing is, you know, a lot of these endorsements and a lot of these people, it was more like a social media front, right? Lord Boebert did go to the district and she did campaign with him. And then Laura Loomer came out. There was a lot of personal details that came out. I don't know if any of it's true. That's why I said I'm not going to get into it. But she was there. Laura Boebert, she was there to support Thomas Massey. And she got a lot of flack for it online because there were many people that are not excited about Thomas Massey and some of his rhetoric around Israel and the Jewish community. And so, you know, then yesterday comes. And I was surprised that people were so shocked that he lost. Because if you looked at early voting, even in Kentucky, it was a huge turnout. They said that with the primary elections, they haven't seen a turnout for early voting like that ever. And they had a lot of mail-in ballots as well. And so then you put on top of it, this is the most expensive primary election that you saw in the history of the country, right? I think it came to over $30 million was spent on this primary election. Now, a lot of people said, oh, well, there are so many Jewish people they donated to Ed Gallarin. He's the one that ran against Thomas Massey. And there is proof of that, of course. But if you look at the donations from Thomas Massey, and you can do that on Open Secrets or his FEC report if you like, you know, Thomas Massey was kind of on the other side of things. And some people were saying that his money was, you know, very influenced by another foreign country. And looking at the names on the list, yeah, it could be true. Could be true. But he didn't win. And I never thought he was going to win in a Trump plus 41 district. And you can't win on social media. And so Thomas Massey is, he's not going back to the Capitol Hill after November. And for me personally, like I said, there were some things that I agreed with Thomas Massey on, some things that I didn't agree with him on. He was against the big, beautiful bill. Remember, he had that whole theatrical performance. We were waiting, you know, for days for him to get it together so that he voted with it. I guess he was trying to get a deal out of something else. I don't know. I don't like all that stuff, you know, no matter who's doing it. You know, for me, I felt as though he also voted against the Secure the Border bill. For me, you know, when it comes to legal immigration, I don't have to keep repeating this. You guys know where I stand on that. If you are against doing something about illegal immigration, you know, I can't listen to you any further. Okay, I can't do it. I can't do it. I was so close to commenting on Byron Donald's post yesterday, because he was talking about getting all the criminally charged illegal immigrants out of the country. I wanted to say, get them all out of the country. This whole criminally charged thing? Round them all up. Criminal charges or not, get them out of here if they're here illegally. I can't take it anymore. Well, anyways, Thomas Massey did lose his seat until in November. Ed Gallard will take over. Real quick before I go to the phone lines here, just in case you missed it, in Newsweek, they have that listed there with Trump-endorsed candidates. In Kentucky, you have Hal Rogers. He ran in Kentucky's 5th District, endorsed by Trump. He won. Brett Guthrie, same thing, 2nd Congressional District in Kentucky. James Comer, 1st District in Kentucky. Andy Barr, he won the U.S. Senate race in Kentucky. He was actually running against, what's his name? Dave Cameron, the black guy. And everybody thought Dave Cameron, because he's kind of close to Trump, that he would get his endorsement. He didn't. He endorsed Andy Barr, and he won. Ed Gallard, we just talked about the 4th District. He beat Massey. In Georgia, Brian Jack, 3rd District, Rich McCormick, Austin Scott, Rick Allen, Clay Fuller in the 14th District. Remember, that's the special election where Marjorie Taylor Greene, she left that seat. And now you've got Andrew Clyde in the 9th, Houston Gates in the 10th, and then Burt Jones. It sounds like they're in a runoff there for the Georgia gubernatorial race. Okay. But Burt is the one that is endorsed by President Trump. In Pennsylvania, you got Ryan McKenzie, Rob Bresnan, Dan Musser. I know him very well. Scott Perry, Lloyd Smucker, John Joyce. Guy, I don't know how to say his last name, Resenthal, I can't tell you. G.T. Thompson, Mike Kelly, Stacey Garrity. And Stacey Garrity is running in the Pennsylvania gubernatorial race. Again, all endorsed by Trump. In Alabama, you got Dale Strong and then Tommy Tuberville. He's in the gubernatorial race there in Alabama. I actually had a chance to meet him on the Save America bus tour. He's actually a really great guy, Tommy is. So Trump had a great night. His endorsed candidates won. I was trying to see if there were any that lost. Newsweek did not cover those that lost, if they did lose. Now, Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, a lot of his endorsed candidates won as well. Okay. And so Pennsylvania is going to be a hot spot again. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I got Barbara in Baltimore. Hey, Barbara.
Good morning, Kim, and thanks for taking my call. It's amazing what's going on, but Thomas Massey was just a clown. And he, you know, he brought a clown show. I love what happened, that there was a clean sweep of President Trump's folks, so that everybody that's in Capitol Hill right now, all of those people in office, they need to know, they need to get that SAVE Act through. They need to stop BSing around. And if we've got to end the filibuster to get it done, they need to end the filibuster to get it done before the Democrats get in and ruin this country, because they will, if they ever cheat their way back into office, they're going to get rid of the filibuster. And you were talking about the ballots that were mailed out here. That is amazing. I'm hearing that for the first time. I am in the process of moving. So I just got back here Saturday. And I came because I had to attend a meeting yesterday. There was nothing at the chief judge's meeting training yesterday about ballots.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know anything about ballots. I'm listening to this morning, and I hear that there were 500,000 ballots sent out. You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready for a primary, and nothing was said about it.
Wow. Yeah, 500,000, and they're going to have to throw them all out, Barbara. They couldn't track which ones are wrong.
They need to not print anymore. Are they going to print more?
Yeah, the replacement ballots went out yesterday. That's what Kay Sullivan said. She said, throw them all out and don't do it again.
And don't do it again. How much money is that wasted? You know what? That's another sign. And I've been having signs all along the way moving to South Carolina. I'm definitely heading in the right direction. This will be my last election, and it will be in this primary because I will not be a citizen of this state. As a matter of fact, that process is already in the making. I want to make sure I'm not spending 180 days in this state. So with that said, that is unfortunate, and that is bad news to come back to knowing that I'm going to be a judge.
Yeah, so that's crazy they didn't fill you in. Yeah, that's wild, Barbara. Well, thank you for doing so, by the way. But that is crazy that they didn't fill you in on that.
It wasn't mentioned.
Wow. Yeah, Jared DeMatteis was on CNN yesterday with Jake Tapper trying to explain it away. Oh, wow.
Well, that's a big wow.
Yeah.
Thank God you're there. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Same thing. Happy Memorial Day to you, Barbara. And glad to hear that you're able to get out of the state of Maryland. We'll discuss where we get back real quick. Got to tell you, Town Appliance and Owings Mills, their showroom is one of a kind, featuring over 70 top-tier brands from reliable basics to high-end technology like Whirlpool, JetAir, KitchenAid, and Maytag. You're going to love working with Mayer & Mayer. They're incredibly knowledgeable and make the experience wonderful by finding exactly what fits your home and your lifestyle. And now, Town Appliance is having a Memorial Day savings event going on, so get there while they're having the event. They have flexible financing options so they can turn those dream appliances into reality for you. They are open Sunday through Friday. Go down, visit their showroom. Like I said, it is beautiful. You're going to love it. And then on the way, if you want, you can check out their website, townappliance.com, where great service meets great deals.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Hi, Dr. Lairfield here. If you're dealing with missing teeth or loose dentures, we can help at the Smile Design Center. You'll walk out feeling confident, comfortable, and looking great. Call me at the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today. The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson Lindsay on the show. We'll see if Donald Trump has another successful rhino hunt and if Thomas Massie will remain in conference or be extinct. That and new comedy from Jim Gossett.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Thank you again, Barbara, for calling in. And I'm jealous. She's getting out of Dodge. She's done with the state of Maryland. I don't blame you. But also thank you for helping out with our elections here. Hopefully more people will sign up and they'll do so as well. And it's interesting to find out that they didn't even mention the mail-in ballot disaster. Real quick, before I go back to the phone lines here, don't forget Beach Boy tickets are being given away today on Kim Klasick Live. And when you hear a Beach Boys song, I need you to call in with your email ready to go. You'll win a pair of tickets to see the Beach Boys at the Pier 6 Pavilion on June 6th. The show starts at 8 p.m. But like I said, there's a lot going on in the city on June 6th. So you might want to make a day of it. All right. So don't forget, when you hear the Beach Boys song, call 410-WCBM-680. That is 410-922-6680. Brian, the DJ, will play it. So just get ready. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. I got Keith in Rosedale. Hey, Keith.
Hello, Kim. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Okay.
I want to say that by my understanding, until the elections of 2022 under the Biden administration, and supposedly because of the COVID pandemic, until that time, the only way that you could get a mail-in ballot was if you were disabled, if you were in the military, if you worked for the government overseas, or if you had business or were going on vacation overseas, and you had documentation to prove that.
But that is correct.
Because of COVID, they decided to give anybody who wanted to request a mail-in ballot, the ballot.
Correct.
Now, COVID is well over with. Why hasn't the old election rules reverted back to what they were, where you all nationwide, you can still request a mail-in ballot? And
I'll tell you,
my feeling on that is, if you don't have a disability, you're not in the military, you're not in government service, or you don't have documentation that you're going to be overseas during the election, why are you still being allowed to request a mail-in ballot? I thought things were supposed to go back to the way they used to be.
Right. Well, unfortunately, Keith, you got some great points there. Unfortunately, we have Republicans, mostly in the Senate on Capitol Hill, and then some in the House that did not want to do that. They didn't want to go back to before COVID times. And then states are doing it their own way. So in Governor Ron DeSantis' state of Florida, there's no mail-in ballots. But here, you've got Governor Wes Moore, and even before that, Governor Larry Hogan, they decided to leave it as is. And so that's why we have the ballot drop-off boxes and then mail-in ballots in general. But, yeah, Governor Hogan should have changed that on his way out the door, Keith.
Yes, and I think people, if they want to vote and they're able-bodied, get your butt up off the couch and go out and stand in line for an hour or an hour and a half and do your civic duty.
Yeah, that would be great. Keith, thank you so much for calling in. Hope you have a great weekend. I would love to see that. Unfortunately, asking people to get up and do something, that's like, you know, blasphemy these days. When we get back, we'll wrap up this conversation. But also, we are going to talk about the OIG report and the latest from Councilman Yitzi Schleifer. He's raising the flag here. Taxpayers in the state of Maryland could be on the hook for missing ARPA funds in Baltimore City. There was a contractor that didn't do their job that kind of ran off with the cash. Well, now the federal government wants the money back. Stay right there.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Although he wasn't running, the candidates he endorsed were, and President Trump fared quite well in yesterday's Republican primaries across a half dozen states, perhaps the highest profile contest, GOP House race in Kentucky. That's where Trump-endorsed candidate Ed Gelrein won. 7 out of 10 Republicans surveyed for a new AP North poll approve of the way Mr. Trump is handling his presidential duties. He gets generally high marks for his conduct of the Iran war as well as immigration issues. Wildfires firing up again in Southern California. 17,000 homeowners under evacuation orders as the Sandy Fire burns in the hills above Simi Valley, northwest of L.A. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. The Dow's up 243 points. The Nasdaq ahead 237. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. 1 out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, things certainly started off well for Baltimore last night.
Ward on base twice yesterday. Swings and launches a fly ball to left field. Chandler Simpson is back at the wall. It's gone! On the second pitch of the game, Taylor Ward's second home run of the year.
That's what I've been waiting to see. Get the head out, fella. Get it out there and turn one around.
Kevin Brown, Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Ward did turn it around for number two on the year, but after that, the Birds' bats went silent, mustering just three hits off five Rays pitchers the rest of the way, with former Oriole Brian Baker getting his 13th save of the year. 4-1 was the final. After the game, manager Albanez on the sounds of silence from the Baltimore bats.
When they throw strikes, they're not going to walk, guys. You know, we have to be ready to hit. We were. It's just nothing to show for.
Ravens concluded day two of OTAs at Owings Mills yesterday. Now, these are voluntary, so there's that. But one of the players who didn't volunteer was Lamar. Head coach Jesse Minter was asked about it.
Lamar's been one of our leaders of the offseason program, and a couple things going on yesterday and today. Do expect him to be back soon. We've had some great conversations. Know when he's going to be back, and again, I'll probably leave those between me and Lamar.
Jackson was in South Florida this past weekend for the retirement of his high school jersey. Still, it's an issue. Here's offensive coordinator Declan Doyle back at his introductory press conference in February saying, yes, OTAs are voluntary, but
if you want to say that you're going to win a championship, you want to say that you have championship standards and those are your goals and your expectations, certainly that's going to take work, that's going to take collaboration, that's going to take the beginning of building the relationship with their coaches, other players.
Other notable absentees included Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey, Travis Jones, Calais Campbell, and Rashad Bateman. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Oriole Killer does it again. And that is Stein on Sports.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
Your Weather Authority forecast. It'll be a hot day as temperatures climb to the low to mid-90s with the chance of scattered showers and storms this afternoon and evening. We'll have rain showers through the night as temperatures fall to the 50s. Then tomorrow, it will be much cooler. Our highs rise to the mid-60s. We'll have rain throughout the day, and that rainy pattern will last through Memorial Day weekend with highs in the 60s and 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avacincaptad Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Hair volume from New Nordic will make your hair look thick and healthy. Hair volume is available online at Amazon and NewNordicUSA.com or in the hair care aisle at your local CVS.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We were talking about some of the Trump-endorsed candidates across the country that won. And yes, Andy Barr, he did defeat Cameron in that U.S. Senate race in Kentucky. And so Andy Barr will most likely defeat the Democrat there. And that's the guy that's going to replace Mitch McConnell. Okay, in case you're wondering, when it comes to the Mitch McConnell's vacated seat, I've got a couple callers on the line, Jeff in Pasadena. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, Kim.
Morning.
Before I get to my main point, I had a dream the other night. I was driving around, and I was seeing signs in people's yards: Classic Muhammad for governor, lieutenant governor, 2030.
Sure you are.
Well, listen. I just called in. I want to wish Barbara well. I want to give a shout-out to Barbara and Beverly, and I want to wish Barbara well down in South Carolina. She's been calling WCBN forever. Always has good calls when she calls in.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call in. I actually met her and Beverly probably about 10 or 12 years ago at one of those Pappas events that Bruce Elliott hosted. It was the one out, that I think it was on Taylor Avenue. I forget. It was 10 or 12 years ago, but I actually met her out there. And
nice.
Just wanted to call in and wish her well. She's making a good move. You know, so many people are getting out of Maryland. I'm just kind of buying my time. I called a couple of home builders in West Virginia. I used to live in a condominium, which I miss. I miss a condominium. I want to sell my house and get back into a brand new condominium somewhere in the panhandle of West Virginia. You know, Berkeley Springs, Charlestown, Hedgesville.
Yeah.
So I actually called a couple of home builders out there, gave them my name and number, said, if you ever build any, give me a call. You know, and they say, yeah, you know, a lot of people are leaving Maryland and coming out to West Virginia, but it's not a popular state for condominiums for some reason or another. So, but I just wanted to call in and, you know, wish Barbara well, and hopefully she'll still call into the station once in a while from down there in South Carolina.
I'm sure she will.
Have a good day, Kim.
You too. You too, Jeff. Have a great weekend. I'm sure she will. Got another caller here, Brian in Haverty Grace. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, Kim. I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful... I love Haverty Grace. It's a beautiful area up there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful little city. Yeah, it's gotten quite a bit more progressive since they had that base closing in New Jersey. We got a lot of those transplants that are changing our city council around. But I was calling because it's the first year I actually decided, hey, you know, I want to try to become one of those election judges. And I went to the initial opening, you know, meeting to sign up and everything, and I was pretty excited about it. And we had our training yesterday, and I was kind of surprised by all the little things that, you know, there are a lot of checks and balances and stuff that go into that at the machines to make sure people don't cheat. But then the only thing I could think of was there's a million mail-in ballots out there that anybody could write in. And, you know, they could cheat the gubernatorial primaries by putting in somebody that was less likely to beat Westmore. I mean, there's a lot of things, and it just seemed like what a waste of my time at this point. I went from excited about it to feeling that this is just a complete waste of time because the fix is already in. And I'm tired of that. I'm sick and tired of it, and I don't understand why after 250 years we don't have an election system that works properly. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, which makes you think, great point there, Brian, what makes you think that it's intentional. Let me ask you this, Brian, and I'm sorry that you feel that way about the current process. A lot of people probably agree with you. Did they mention the mail-in ballots and the so-called mishap?
No, and they didn't. And I was waiting until towards the end of the orientation. But to be quite honest with you, as a Republican, I was grossly outnumbered, and I didn't know how they would react to that or what kind of job I would get issued after that if I brought that up in any particular way.
Right.
So I didn't want to get retaliated on by anybody.
Right.
So
yeah.
And that's ridiculous that you got to feel that way in this state as it is. And I'm right behind Barbara. I swear, as soon as I get a couple more years in here, And close out a few things, I'm out. I am out of here. My family will be out of here. This state will lose a lot more income on top of that. I know my brother's on the same boat. He's already looking for a place in Florida. It's just gotten just out of control here.
Yeah. Well, Brian, I appreciate you calling in and sharing, and I don't blame you. Look, if I could go, I probably would go, right? You can't go, though.
Yeah.
I got a 9-year-old. Yeah. Well, Brian, have a great weekend. Thank you so much, and thank you for volunteering.
Thank you.
So that's twice now. There's two here. He was in Haverty Grace. Barbara's not in Harford County. Is she in Harford County? No, she's not in Harford County, is she? No, I don't remember. Is she in? Okay, yeah. So they're not even mentioning the mail-in ballot fiasco. Huh. But, you know, Brian's right. I mean, if they're going over the cheating and all that in that process, they can cheat, you know, even with the mail-in ballots, even if they're theirs, and they go around collecting others and dropping them off in the ballot drop-off boxes. There's so many ways to cheat, right? There's so many ways. And that's why they keep it the way that they do. Because for some reason, Democrats cannot win without this you know, avenue for cheating or fraud. I mean, think about it. We're talking about how this is a blue state. Democrats outnumber Republicans. You're right now, you got independents. I think independents are, and Republicans, it's like neck and neck. The independents are going to outnumber Republicans here soon. Why would you have to, still, go ahead and do voter ID here in the state of Maryland. Go ahead and make sure that we're not having all these mail-in ballots, since you're already having issues with them, but they won't do it. They don't want to hand over the voter rolls. Why? Because there's probably illegal immigrants there, just like we found out with the superintendent in Iowa. Go to the phone lights here. Joe in Baltimore. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Ken.
Morning.
In regards to these ballots, Ken, that's really, you're right. There's no reason for them to cheat. Republicans in Maryland will never win. And that's because they failed to call out the blatant corruption from...
We just had a Republican governor for 8 years, Joe.
Yeah, I know, but he had balls, and that's why I liked him. Because he wasn't scared to say, hey, you know what? I don't believe in a lot of Democrat values, but I'm going to stand here and I'm going to call out the BS I'm seeing from the federal government. For example, okay, blatant corruption. That, Kim, you know, we hyper-focus on the local issues. We talk, I don't know how many times I talk about the...
Yeah, this is a midday show, Joe, so we do local issues for the most part. Midday.
We do. We talk about national ones, too, but not the ones that matter. For example, why...
Not the ones that matter to you. Let's just go ahead and be very...
The ones that should matter to everybody who pays federal taxes. Like, why is it that our president gets to trade stocks in the companies that he then goes out and tells his supporters and tell people, hey, why don't you buy a Dell computer? But hey, he just bought stocks in Dell. Hey, why don't you work with them?
Hold on again. I agree with you with that one. That should also come to an end, especially with all the members of Congress trading stocks.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi is a huge one. She's made a ton of money in the stock market, along with her husband. Same thing with Marjorie Taylor Greene. She made a ton of money off of Palantir. I agree with that.
Yes. So then, if you agree with that, right, why are we allowing President Trump to do it? Why are we not calling him out just like we call out Nancy Pelosi and Marjorie Taylor Greene? Why is it not the same?
It's level they're allowed to do it. Well, you can call it out, but they're allowed to do it. Congress is going to have to change the law.
Just because somebody's allowed to do something does not mean we should give them a pass and not call it out.
That's what I think about Mayor Brenda Scott and Governor Moore. I agree.
Well, you know what? Since you brought them up, how about we talk about the $1.7 billion slush fund that's going to January 6th? Why is it that is acceptable? Again, that's our money. That's me and your money. We paying them. Why are we paying January 6th? We are essentially being taxed for not participating in January 6th. This is the equivalent of a manager stealing money from the register. So you want to talk about stocks and all of that. Okay, cool. But this is our money now. Why is this acceptable? Why is it that the candidates running in Maryland and all over this country fail to call this out? That's why I will never vote for anybody who comes on your show and says, oh, yeah, I love President Trump. I think he's a great leader. Yo, you out of here. I'll never vote for you. You have no balls. That's why I like Hogan. I actually like
Joe. Joe, it's happening on both sides. And you get hyper-focused on one side. The next topic we're going to talk about... No, wait a second. The next topic we're going to talk about, you live in Baltimore, I would believe, is the ARPA fund money. So because this contractor got away with taking this money and not doing the job, now the taxpayers, you, Joe, you're going to have to fund this money. And it's Yitzi Slifer, a Democrat, that's calling this out. Unfortunately, on both sides, government gets away with way too much. And it is a problem. Yeah. But to say that you can't support somebody that voted for President Trump, it's on both sides.
Kim, here's a fact, okay?
I just gave you the facts.
Okay, I'm giving you a fact. I pay more in federal taxes than I do in local taxes.
That's BS. That's BS. I'm calling it out right now. Yeah. That's BS. Yeah.
You want to tell me how much I pay?
Yep, I was married to a CPA for 13 years. That's BS. Nope, not here in the state of Maryland. Don't you? Nope.
How much money I pay in federal taxes, Kim? You're not in my pocket.
Okay, there's
right now, listen,
the amount of money you have to pay in this state in the last 2 years. I'm telling you right now. And we'll see this. Do you own your own property? You pay property taxes?
Yep.
You're saying, okay, so you're paying property taxes. You're paying your electricity bill. I'm sure you're paying your vehicle registration bills. I'm sure all of these taxes and fees that are on the local level, right? Mm-hmm. They are coming out of still your check, some of these things. I don't know, you know, if you have other, like, kids in schools, things like that. But there's a lot going on here where, Joe, the state of Maryland, that's why people are leaving. If it was so bad on the federal level, you wouldn't have all these people go to South Carolina, Florida, and all these red states. It's the state itself.
You can listen. All of your points about high taxes in Maryland are valid, but they fall short when you fail to criticize the federal government spending our money like this.
I criticize it all the time.
But no, you don't. Not the
way you want me to, Joe. And this is, again, it's not the Joe show. It's the Kim Klasick show. You want me to criticize it more, but yet here you are. It's my show. And right now, we have the midday show. We're going to talk about local topics in the state of Maryland. And you can look anywhere else on social media, Joe. Everybody's mad about the state of Maryland. Are we mad that we're, you know, in the Iran and tacking on that situation, the Strait of Hormuz? People are mad about that. People are mad about the gas prices. But here in the state of Maryland, you wouldn't even have Governor Westmore and the Democrats to agree to give a gas tax holiday. You have people in this state working against taxpayers.
Okay, good point. Why should the state of Maryland have to give a gas tax holiday for an issue that started at the federal level?
For Joe Biden when he did that ridiculous withdrawal from Afghanistan.
I thought things were supposed to be cheaper on day one. I'm going to the store.
We did the same thing not even 3 years ago.
Spending $100 on 3 bags of groceries. I'm spending an extra
$200. Okay, and inflation went highest under whom? Inflation went highest under whom since 1984? Who was that under?
Joe
Biden.
I should be okay. I should be okay with it being
exactly
high
Joe. So maybe you should complain about the Democrat Party and what you're dealing with on that end. But it's like, look, I'm not one to say that the gas prices are not high. But when you've got the governor and Democrats in the state saying no to a gas tax holiday, which they did not even 3 years ago, as Joe Biden was depleting the oil reserves, Trump's not doing that. That's ludicrous. And with the attack in Iran, the war in Ukraine, you know, you got Putin moving around. He's trying to shuffle around and see what he can do because the attack in Iran is also affecting him. You got all these things going on. And at least there's some kind of light at the end of the tunnel. We were sitting here with Joe Biden in the auto pen with no light at the end of the tunnel. We didn't know what was going to happen. And that's why Kamala Harris lost the way that she did. Nobody wanted to vote for another 4 years of that. Yet if Trump is so bad, why did people vote for Trump overwhelmingly again? Because he has the better policies. Is he perfect? No. Do I expect every candidate to agree with what I want to happen? Absolutely not. It's never going to happen. But to sit here and act like we didn't just see what we saw under Joe Biden, that's nonsense. That's nonsense. We had a southern border wide open. We got people here in this country illegally, quite literally sucking off our SNAP benefits, the housing vouchers, Medicaid, everything. They're not even supposed to be here. Many of them are out here committing crimes. We don't even know because they're so-called undocumented. And you want to talk to me about what now, Joe? Come on. And if your federal taxes are so high, blame illegal immigration. When we get back, we'll wrap this conversation up. I didn't even get to my ARPA fund story. Now I got to take that into the next hour. All right. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, Kim Klasick live. Look, losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it doesn't. No matter what your age is, I want you to call our friends at Audiology Associates. Their number is easy, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 45 years. For your convenience, they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So all you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online, www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Previously on Casey and Company.
I don't think name-calling and going after people negatively is going to work. I would present your ideas on how to make Maryland more affordable, safer. I think this is where we're Republicans really, this is where they hit the self-destruct button in this state. We saw it last time with Hogan, right? But we'll see.
Start your morning with Maryland's wake-up call. Casey and Company, weekday mornings at 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Stay connected and informed with the latest news at the top of every hour. Then talk about it.
Wouldn't you like a little excitement for a change?
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And WCBM.com.
All right. You know, there's so many stories we got to get to, and here I am just blabbering away. All right. I did want to make sure you guys knew with the San Diego Mosque shooters, real quick, they did end up live streaming what they were doing. So they can make it look like, I guess, a video game. A very sick situation. But just so you guys know, they're still investigating, but it looks like allegedly this was a trans couple. So I know we heard about it. This was at an Islamic center and the day school and all this other stuff is being treated as a hate crime. But they're saying now that one of the teenagers, remember the shooters, 17 and 19, one of those teenagers has recently transitioned. And they're now still investigating what the motive is here. And then again, you know, father of eight that was lost, a security guard, very sad indeed. But we're going to continue to wait to see more from that shooting so I can get you guys accurate information on that. We were talking about the problems with voting here in the state of Maryland. Got Alan and Boys Quarters on the line. Alan, didn't you just win some tickets yesterday?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you're going to see the Beach Boys. Real quick, before you go here, Alan, I just want to make sure people know, when you hear a Beach Boys song, call in. We're giving away a pair of tickets June 6th at the Pier 6 Pavilion. And when you hear that song, you call in and win those tickets. And you might see Alan there in Bowley's Quarter. Alan, what did you want to comment on?
I was just curious if there was shenanigans going on at DMV. I've been in my home for 30 years, and I renewed my license a few years back. And then when I went to vote on the voter register, it came up as my address as apartment B. I'm a single-family home, which then I had to sit in the corner and do my voting on the side, which who knows if that ever got thrown in the trash. But and I, when I inquired about it, they kind of got snippy with me at the voters. But is somebody in the back, because I'm listed as a Republican, putting apartment A's and B's and C's and just messing it up? Is that am I the only one?
Well, now that you're voicing it, you know, maybe somebody listening had the same issue. Maybe they'll call in. Alan, I have not heard about that, but I appreciate you sharing that with us so people can be on the lookout. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, they implied, like, I put it there. I'm like, well, I've been in my home for 30 years. I would never write apartment B next to my address.
Right, that doesn't make any sense.
And on my license still said the same address. So it's not like they, you know, it was only on the voter register.
Well, apparently our best and brightest are not down there, what it seems to be.
I'm not doubting that.
Yeah.
If it's something in the back that kind of throws my vote out to the side, it just goes to the trash because of it.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't. Yeah. Hopefully they get that straightened out. Alan, thank you so much for calling in.
It took a few phone calls and some mail back and forth. I think they corrected it with my voter ID, but I just, you know, it was a headache on me to fix it.
Yeah, I bet. Now you had to jump through extra hoops because of their issues. Good old Maryland.
They were very nice about doing it, like it was all my fault. So, it's just curious.
Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you so much. And yes, that's Alan going to the Beach Boys concert, Pier 6 Pavilion, June 6th, 8 p.m., when you hear a Beach Boys song, make sure you call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. All right, coming up next, I promise, we're going to get into the missing ARPA funds and the latest OIG report. And then also, I have some sound here from Luke McFadden. You guys might know Luke. He's been on the show. He's very popular. Kind of like, I think he's famous at this point. He's a crabber in the state of Maryland, and he had a post go viral yesterday as he was talking about how much it costs just to be a crabber here in Maryland. It might surprise you. It's a lot of money. Stay right there.
Annapolis is broken, and it's time we fought back. Westmore and the Democrats are making it harder to afford the American dream, retire, and feel safe. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and I'm running for delegate in Harford County because we need fighters in Annapolis who will put Harford County first. I'm Shirai Yousefi, and as a wife, mother, small business owner, and patriot, I will fight for the Republican values that we share of faith, family, and freedom. Vote for a fighter. Vote Yousefi for delegate on June 23rd. Paid for by the committee to elect Shirai Yousefi, Treasurer Andrew Horvath.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. What separates AES Builders and Home Improvement from other builders is simple. The rooms they create become the places where life happens. Memories are made, families gather, and dreams come to fruition. Sean and Steven, who worked alongside Tim Munson, Sean's dad, for 15 years, keeping it in the family. They are carrying forward the AES legacy while bringing in a modern design perspective that will truly amaze you. AES doesn't just build rooms. They build spaces that feel like home. Call AES Builders at 410-574-4400 or visit aeshome.us.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. President Trump is applauding the outcome of yesterday's primary, saying all 37 of the candidates he endorsed across six states won. Perhaps the highest profile contest, GOP House race in Kentucky, where Trump-backed candidate Ed Galrine defeated incumbent Republican Thomas Massey. South Carolina House has passed a Republican-friendly congressional redistricting blueprint.
The chamber voting Wednesday on a new congressional map, sending it to the more skeptical state Senate. But some Republicans question whether redistricting could backfire, making districts competitive enough for Democrats to gain seats instead of securing all seven for the GOP. If the proposal becomes law, South Carolina would delay its U.S. House primaries to August and spend at least $3 million on another statewide election. Lawsuits against a new map are likely. I'm Julie Walker.
7 out of 10 Republicans surveyed for a new AP North poll approve of the way President Trump is handling his job. He gets generally high marks for his conduct of the Iran war and immigration. Wildfires firing up again in Southern California. 17,000 homeowners are under evacuation orders as the Sandy Fire burns in the hills above Simi Valley, northwest of Los Angeles. The two teenagers who shot and killed three people in that attack on a San Diego mosque were radicalized online where they first met. That according to investigators who say the teens left behind hateful writings targeting various races and religions. Barney Frank has died, the longtime Democratic congressman from Massachusetts, 86 years old. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are trading higher. The Dow is up 372 points. The Nasdaq ahead 290 points. And the S&P is better by 57. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I talked to a lot of great companies. Very few of them actually literally surprised me, but Fellowship Home Loans sure did. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian and the team there have been helping families do something most people think is more complicated than it has to be. Get into a home, lower their rate, or tap into equity they didn't even realize they had. Everything at Fellowship is done in-house. One roof, one great team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know you by name. They'll know your situation. They treat you like family. They're also offering a free mortgage checkup right now. Don't miss out. Rates are lower now than if you purchased or refinanced your home in the last few years. Many Fellowship customers are saving hundreds of dollars a month when refinancing, and there are no payments for 2 months. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A former Teacher of the Year and Baltimore City Schools administrator has been arrested on child sex solicitation charges in Harford County. The Harford County Sheriff's Office says 61-year-old Dennis Jutras exchanged explicit messages online with an undercover detective posing as a 15-year-old boy. Jutras was arrested when he showed up to meet the boy at a prearranged location. He's currently being held without bail at the Harford County Detention Center. Officials with Baltimore City Schools say they're aware of the allegations, and Jutras has been placed on administrative leave. He's due back in court in June. And Baltimore County Police have arrested and charged three juveniles with a first-degree assault for an incident in Pikesville. Police were called to the unit block of Spectator Lane on Monday night, and when they arrived, they found an unconscious girl inside the home. The victim sustained non-life-threatening injuries and was taken to a hospital where she was treated. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Up men. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's needed a bounce-back game last night in St. Pete, but Yandy Diaz got in the way.
There's a shot high and deep to center field. Well tagged, and that baby's gone. Home run, Yandy Diaz.
Wayne Statz had the call on Rays TV. Diaz, an Oriole killer over the last two nights with that blast off Kyle Bradish in the sixth, gave the Rays a 2-1 lead on their way to a 4-1 win. Tampa Bay taking games 1 and 2 of the series. Burks did get a home run last night from Taylor Ward on the second pitch of the game, but no runs and three hits thereafter. Manager Albernez in the postgame.
We had three stolen bases, get guys in the scoring position. That hit eluded us. You know, I think we were 0-for-5 runs in scoring position, and if we cash one of those in, it might be a different game.
Quick turnaround today with Shane Boz taking the hill. First pitch at 1:10 p.m., and how many times have we said this? Birds trying to salvage game 3 of the series. Ravens head coach Jesse Minter met the media yesterday following day 2 of the Ravens OTAs.
Super exciting time for us. It's really 6 weeks in for the vets, a couple weeks in for the rookies. You really get a chance to kind of take what we've been learning, put it out into action, get some real reps, really compete against yourself, really compete against the standard that you're trying to create.
Coming up in 30 minutes, we'll let you know who was at Ravens OTAs and who wasn't. And that is Time on Sports.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Winstead. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Winstead. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
WCBM News Time 1107. Here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Hot temperatures continue with highs rising to the mid-90s. Showers and storms are likely and some could be strong, even severe, leading to damaging wind gusts and small hail. Showers will continue overnight, then tomorrow get ready for a cool down with highs in the 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
87 degrees in Bel Air, 85 in Edgemere, and 88 in Ellicott City. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? We were talking about Jared DeMaris and his debut on CNN with Jake Tapper. Jake asked him, you know, how are you going to track these mail-in ballots that were defunct? What's going to happen with all this? 500,000 mail-in ballots. What's happening, Jared? Jared said, well, we're just going to throw them all the way. Turns out we're not really tracking them at all. That was that was a total lie. Sorry about that. Not even funny. It really isn't funny. 500,000 mail-in ballots went out in the state of Maryland, and some Democrats received Republican ballots. Some Republicans received Democrat ballots, and there are independents that somehow, some way, received either a Democrat or Republican ballot. And because they cannot track them, they don't know who received what. And so even though there are people that have already mailed back in their ballots, Jared DeMaris said, we're just going to send out replacement ballots because we're going to throw all of those ballots away because we have no idea if they went to the right house. So even if they come in, think about this for a second. Even if they come in and say, Brian, the producer, his ballot comes in and it says that his party affiliation is Republican and he sends in a Republican ballot. You would think at that point in time, right, Brian, the producer, they could say, oh, this is correct. Apparently, they can't do that. They can't even do that. So just think about the lawsuit between the Democrats in Maryland and the Maryland Board of Elections against Harmeet Dhillon and the Trump administration over the voter rolls. They can't even receive Brian, the producer's ballot, see that he's registered Republican, and see that he did, in fact, receive a Republican ballot. For some reason, they can't even match that up on their end. I want you to just think about how screwed up this all is. Just think about it. All right, we were talking about that. We did talk about the races across the country. President Trump did have a clean sweep. All of his endorsed candidates won yesterday. So if people online, and you probably see them, some people say, oh, MAGA's dead. I know Tucker Carlson says it all the time. MAGA's not dead. Now, Meghan McCain, believe it or not, Meghan McCain, I don't know, she's a little feisty sometimes too. For someone that like dropped off The View because, you know, her feelings were hurt too much, she's got a lot to say online. I guess, you know, she can handle it online, maybe not in person. I don't know. Well, Meghan McCain had quite the shot yesterday. She said, don't forget, Tucker Carlson 0 for 5. Because Tucker Carlson did, in fact, endorse Thomas Massie. He lost. And apparently there were 4 other candidates that Tucker Carlson endorsed that did not win. Now, I don't pay that close of attention to Tucker, only because I'm not a fan. But I've never been a fan. Even when Tucker was on Fox News, I told you guys that. I was never a fan of Tucker's. And not to say that he's, you know, a bad guy. I mean, if you like him, you like him. You know, I just was never a fan personally. But anyways, yeah, Meghan McCain had that shot out there. Also, at 11:35 a.m., we will be joined by Delegate Nino Mangione. And I did want to talk about some of these other topics here. So it might sound like I'm just running through them, and I apologize in advance on that one. But there were a couple of things that I wanted to get to that I make sure that you know about. One being the OIG report, okay? So there were some people in Baltimore City that were being paid while not working, and the new OIG report has shown just that. And even State's Attorney Ivan Bates is caught up in this. Take a listen.
A new report from Baltimore City's Inspector General outlining thousands of dollars worth of special severance pay that's not offered to a majority of city employees. This report centers around what's known as permission leave. It's given to employees who leave city government in addition to severance. The report points to more than $147,000 of permission leave that was paid out to five employees. Some of those employees were within the state's attorney's office. City State's Attorney Ivan Bates gave some clarity about the situation.
As the head of the office, I had to make certain decisions. One employee had been with us for a while and was no longer going to be employed by our office beginning of December, the holidays. And, you know, I made a decision that instead of 2 weeks, that it would be a little longer.
Mayor Brandon Scott has released this statement in response to the report, saying it sensationalized standard and extremely common HR practices. He goes on to say they are not inequitable or wasteful simply because the IG personally perceives them to be.
All right, well, that's a problem. Oh, my gosh. All right, so you guys know I used to run a nonprofit for 8 years, and imagine if I would have done that with my nonprofit. The IRS would have so many questions, okay? I would lose my nonprofit status, okay, if I did some stuff like that. They'd be like, wait a minute, you did, wait, what happened? Okay, so you allowed this employee to stay longer on your payroll because of what now? Yet you cut this person off, even though they both left at the same time. I mean, this would never happen in the private sector. But of course, Mayor Brandon Scott's response was, well, this happened, it's customary in government. It should not be. It should not be. And I'm upset to hear that Ivan Bates was a part of this as well. He said he made the personal decision to allow somebody to continue to receive a check. This is an HR nightmare, to be honest with you. And so here's this latest report. I'm sure somebody that didn't receive a check longer, they're the ones that called the IG and told her about it. And then Isabel Cummings' office went ahead and investigated and found it to be true. So you can expect, I'm sure, most likely a lawsuit out of this, right? I mean, think about all the employees that left that did not receive a check even after they left. Yet you had some that did. How do you square that up? How do you square that up? You can't. You cannot. If there's an accountant or somebody out there that can school me on this, if I'm wrong, please. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So basically, and this is what you heard the audio, he just made a personal decision. Now, is it because of favoritism? Why would you make this personal decision? Was she hot? Was it a chick? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what happened? What happened to this person? Were they injured on the job? But even if that was it, there would be some disability, right? And workman's comp there wouldn't be another paycheck or two. Yeah, that's a problem. That's going to be investigated. And I guarantee you, the way the DOJ has been, has their eyes on Baltimore City and Maryland in general, whew, that's going to blow up. Remember, don't forget, Mayor Brandon Scott's office is still currently being investigated by the DOJ because of some race issues. Remember we had that conversation? They were having, it was like, what do they call that? Where you go in for the meetings and you're supposed to learn how to deal with people of the opposite race or a different race. And, diversity training. Thank you, Brian, the producer, because we don't have it here at WCBM. We don't have it. We have diversity, but no diversity training. Well, anyways, so they were doing diversity training over there in City Hall, and apparently they separated the whites and the blacks, remember? And then, and somebody told the DOJ, and now they're investigating it. This is just going to be another investigation added on. I don't know how they get out of this one. I don't know. This sounds like lawsuits waiting to happen, and the taxpayers are going to be on the hook. Speaking of which, the missing ARPA funds, I wanted to tell you about this. Councilman Yitzi Schleifer, and I had a little something to say to him on X, and I like Councilman Schleifer. I think he's great. I think he's what I would consider a moderate Democrat. I think I mentioned this before. But for some reason, he doesn't really, like, he takes a stand against some of these different contractors or agencies. But when it comes to his colleagues on city council, for some reason, he doesn't keep that same energy. And that's the part that I don't love, I guess, about Councilman Yitzchak Schleifer. But I think he's a great councilman. I do think he's a great councilman. Okay. Well, anyways, he's raising the red flag because there are some missing ARPA funds. Apparently, there was a contractor that came in, was supposed to do some work, and they didn't, even though they claimed that they did. And so because it's ARPA funds, the American Rescue Plan money, the federal government, they say, okay, whatever money wasn't used on, you know, which projects it was allocated for, the federal government wants the refund of that money. Well, apparently, the city did not ask this contractor for a refund after they didn't do the job. So according to Councilman Yitzchak Schleifer, and I think he's correct, taxpayers will most likely be on the hook. Take a listen.
It's been widely reported there's money that was not properly spent in Clean Corps. The Baltimore Civic Fund has refused to go after that organization, even though they still have assets that were purchased with this money. So my question is, who's on the hook for that missing money? Does the city have to pay that? Does the civic fund have to pay that? Or is the federal government just going to say, oh, it's fine, you know, you don't have to pay back that money?
So when we submit our final report to the United States Treasury, we will then know if there are any additional dollars that would be due to the Treasury if they determined that anything was mismanaged or not paid. As has been shared with you in previous correspondence and for the last several years, we have shared with you that it was the determination by the Civic Fund not to pursue a legal matter against that particular entity, which you're noting. And so because we do not have privity of contract, the contract is not between us and that particular entity. There is no legal action that the city can take. With regard to any agreements that were made directly with the administration or with the recovery office, we do have the opportunity to pursue litigation or payment agreements or any other remedy to ensure that the city is repaid if we determine that there have been funds that have been mismanaged.
So just the high level, if the federal government comes back and says, you know, agrees with us that money was mismanaged in that program and therefore was not spent properly, who ends up holding the bag for that missing money? If the federal government says, you know, you have to pay us back, this money was not properly spent, which we already know wasn't properly spent, who ultimately has to give that money back?
The city of Baltimore is the grantee, and so it would be the city of Baltimore.
So you're saying the city of Baltimore could potentially have to pay back that money that's missing from that grant?
Yes, that is correct. There is the possibility of that.
All right, there you have it. And Councilman Yitzchak Schleifer, you know, kind of walked her through that so she could admit it on her end. And I'm not blaming her, obviously, the woman that was relaying this information. But yeah, this is what's happening here. Because the mayor and because of city council and because of the way the agencies operate there in City Hall, they basically allowed this Clean Corps, right, this agency that was supposed to do some kind of cleanup, they didn't do it. And when the federal government comes to check to see to make sure that money that was allocated, right, they make sure that that money went to what it was supposed to do. So I guess the federal government saw that the work had not been done. And so Clean Corps, that, you know, that organization, they basically just said, oh, well, and took the money and ran. And so now the federal government, right, now you've got the Trump administration in there, the federal government says, well, wait a minute, if they didn't do the job, then give us the money back, right? And now, as you're hearing there, you are going to have taxpayers on the hook for this. And it's, you know, a lot of money. And I guarantee you, this isn't the only organization or agency that's worked with the city that did not do the job they were supposed to do. I guarantee it. The way that we've seen the sidestep program ran, the way that we've seen a lot of things happening in the mayor's office of neighborhood safety engagement, thinking about Safe Streets. Remember, Safe Streets also received $50 million from the ARPA funds. Okay? Monzi received money from the ARPA funds. Lots of NGOs, a lot of these. Remember, $641 million went out from Mayor Brandon Scott with the ARPA funds. So I am one to think this is just the tip of the iceberg. And I think taxpayers will be on the hook for this because, again, they're not collecting it from Clean Corps. They're going to collect it from the taxpayers. Clean Corps is already gone. They could be in South Carolina on their way with Barbara, for all we know. We have no idea. See, the mismanagement and then the pointing the fingers at President Trump, you can't make this stuff up. All right, we get back. I did want to just mention this Hopkins study because apparently Baltimore residents are leaving as fast as they possibly can. Also, don't forget, if you hear the Beach Boys song, we got the ticket giveaway. It's got to happen in this hour because, you know, I'm done at 12, right? Just got a pair of tickets here, and they're performing at the Pier 6 Pavilion on June 6th at 8 p.m. And when you call in, Brian the producer, also doubling today, is Brian the DJ. He's going to play the song. You're going to call 410-WCBM-680 or 410-922-6680. When you hear the song, make sure you have your email ready to go so you can get those tickets. All right? Real quick, I found a new favorite hangout spot. I told you about the Social Kitchen at Yorktown Social off of Cranbrook Road. It's a casual, contemporary, and trendy space with vibrant, beautifully designed surroundings just made for mingling. I've had the chance to eat there myself, and the tapa-style small plates are just what you are looking for. Trust me, you got the pineapple shrimp ceviche, short rib egg rolls, and honestly, the crab cake balls, which I post lots of photos of, they might be the best in town. Whether you're grabbing a bold cocktail or heading back to the private bourbon bar, this place has it all under one roof. It is truly amazing, and don't be surprised if you see me there along with Olivia. So bring your friends and family and experience it for yourself. Trust me, you're going to have your socks knocked off when you go in there. It really is nice. Go to YorktownSocial.com to see the full menu and hours open. Yorktown Social could be your next new favorite hangout, too.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Hi, this is Scott Jennings. You've seen me battle the left on CNN for years, and now you can hear me every weeknight at 9 as I continue to slay the liberal narratives. Join me for unmatched political insight, high-impact interviews, and sharp-witted commentary that cuts through the noise. It's my job to arm you with common sense and shape the national conversation. Don't miss the Scott Jennings Show weeknights at 9, Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Man, talking about some of the taxpaying dollars that went out in Baltimore City, whether it was the OIG report and people being paid while not working, or the missing ARPA funds, that goes back to Councilman Yishu Schleifer kind of raising the flag on that one. Taxpayers are going to be on the hook. And as I mentioned earlier, if you live in the state of Maryland, you are on the hook, okay? Unfortunately, we have to help Baltimore City out no matter where we live because they can't seem to generate revenue on their own. Isn't that fun? All right, real quick, in the Baltimore Sun, more than half of Baltimore planning to move. This is a Johns Hopkins survey, okay? So don't say that this is Republican propaganda. This is from Johns Hopkins, all right? Here it says, more than half of Baltimore City and county residents surveyed expect to move out of their current neighborhoods within the next 3 years. The survey of 934 city residents and 558 county residents between September and November of 2024 found that 42% of city residents want to leave Baltimore, with 27% expecting to stay in Maryland and 15% expecting to leave the state altogether. Of the 58% of residents who said that they would stay in the city, 36% expect to remain in their current neighborhoods and 22% expect to move elsewhere in the city. In the county, 66% of residents who expressed a desire to move planned to stay. So you've got a lot of residents. Again, that was in 2024, this Hopkins survey. You've got more people now saying that they want to leave, okay, here in 2026. So again, when it comes to the tax base when it comes to generating revenue in Baltimore City. You're going to see that continue to decrease. And it sounds like, if this survey is correct, and I want to believe that it most likely is, it sounds like that it's going to plummet really quickly here. Okay, that was in 2024. They were expecting within 3 years. We hear people as they call the show. You've got many interviewing with local news stations and talking about leaving and their families packing up and going south. It's happening. It is happening. All right, I wanted to share that with you. I also wanted to share with you, in case you missed it, J.D. Vance. I know I always give him a hard time, VP J.D. Vance. It doesn't seem like he's out and about much, but he was at a press or the White House press briefing yesterday, filling in for Caroline Leavitt. And he said that he made a deal with Caroline. He said, you know, when you get back, when my wife, Osha, when she goes out, because she's now pregnant too, he says, you got to allow me to leave. And then you could fill in as VP. That's what he told Caroline. That was a joke, obviously, but I thought it was really adorable. Anyways, J.D. Vance did take a few questions, and one of the reporters asked him about Congresswoman Ilhan Omar out of Minnesota. Take a listen.
Let's go. Is that Reagan all the way in the back? Daily Caller? There we go. Okay. I figured out finally how the seating chart works.
I want to ask you about the anti-fraud task force. You previously mentioned that Ilhan Omar seemed to have committed immigration fraud. Do you anticipate an indictment against her, an indictment related to that situation?
Yeah, so Reagan, I don't want to prejudge an investigation. I mean, you read the things about Ilhan Omar and about, you know, who she married and whether she didn't marry this person or that person. It certainly seems like something fishy is there, but everybody's entitled to equal justice under the laws. So we're going to investigate it. We're going to take a look at it. If we think that there's a crime, we're going to prosecute that crime. And that's something the Department of Justice is looking at right now.
All right. So there you have it. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar is under investigation. There was an arrest that was made not too long ago in Minneapolis, by the way. And it has to do with the daycares and the fraud with some of that funding. And there was one of the employees that implicated Congresswoman Ilhan Omar as being a part of it. Now, whether or not that's true, who knows, right? It's still under investigation. But we shall see what comes of that. I just want to make sure that was put on your radar. Also, in Harford County, they select a current interim superintendent as next permanent superintendent. You've got, Dr. Diane Mack as the next permanent superintendent of Harford County Public Schools. Mack is the current interim superintendent, having taken over in January for former superintendent Dr. Sean Balson, who was put on leave. Dr. Mack has spent 30 years with Harford County Schools. Her first 5 years were spent as a teacher before various other roles, including principal and deputy superintendent of academics. So if you're in Harford County, it sounds like you do finally have a new superintendent of schools, Dr. Diane Mack. Hopefully you are happy with it. You might not be, but hopefully you are. I know a concern there in Harford County with Sean Bolson, not only, you know, the party time that they had down there in New Orleans, but many of you were pointing out that he was a little too progressive and too liberal, and it showed. And so hopefully Dr. Diane Mack is not the same, because I don't want you to have more of the same. When I look at Harford County, I look at Harford County like Carroll County. I look at it as the fact that you get your school system right. Okay, so hopefully you are happy with this latest superintendent. Coming up next, we will talk to Delegate Nino Mangione, as he's running for Monroe County Council. And then also, the Key Bridge enters a second round of contract bidding. Give you the lowdown on that one. And then also, as I told you, Luke McFadden had a video that went viral yesterday talking about how much it costs to be a crabber in Maryland. I thought it was much more simpler, but apparently it's not.
RN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The results are in, and yesterday's primaries provide more evidence that President Trump's endorsement carries a lot of weight among Republican voters. In Kentucky, Ed Galrine trounced incumbent GOP Congressman Thomas Massey. Warm words exchanged between two friends, Russian President Putin and Chinese President Xi, as Putin visits Beijing. His state visit comes on the heels of President Trump's trip to China about a week ago. In the face of rising energy prices, Britain is backing off on some of the sanctions it imposed on Russia over the war in Ukraine. Former Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Barney Frank has died. He was 86 years old. Watching Wall Street, the Dow 363 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 313. The S&P better by 58 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of our basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue's doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all of their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com to shop these deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted, rigorously tested, and rooted in the belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Just go to res-q.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, things certainly started off well for Baltimore last night.
Went on base twice yesterday. Swings and launches a fly ball to left field. Chandler Simpson is back at the wall. It's gone! On the second pitch of the game, Taylor Ward's second home run of the year.
That's what I've been waiting to see. Get the head out, fella. Get it out there and turn one around.
Kevin Brown, Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Ward did turn it around for number two on the year, but after that, the Birds' bats went silent, mustering just three hits off five Rays pitchers the rest of the way, with former Oriole Brian Baker getting his 13th save of the year. 4-1 was the final. After the game, manager Albanez on the sounds of silence from the Baltimore bats.
They throw strikes. They're not going to walk, guys. You know, we have to be ready to hit. We were. It's just nothing to show for.
Ravens concluded day two of OTAs at Owings Mills yesterday. Now, these are voluntary, so there's that. But one of the players who didn't volunteer was Lamar. Head coach Jesse Minter was asked about it.
Lamar's been one of our leaders of the offseason program, and a couple things going on yesterday and today. Do expect him to be back soon. We've had some great conversations. Know when he's going to be back, and again, I'll probably leave those between me and Lamar.
Jackson was in South Florida this past weekend for the retirement of his high school jersey. Still, it's an issue. Here's offensive coordinator Declan Doyle back at his introductory press conference in February saying, yes, OTAs are voluntary, but
if you want to say that you're going to win a championship, you want to say that you have championship standards and those are your goals and your expectations, certainly that's going to take work, that's going to take collaboration, that's going to take the beginning of building the relationship with their coaches, other players.
Other notable absentees included Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey, Travis Jones, Calais Campbell, and Rashad Bateman. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Oriole Killer does it again. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, this is Sister Flo, director of the O'Dwyer Retreat Center in Sparks, Maryland. Please join us on Friday, June 5th for our annual wine tasting at Hayfield's Country Club in Hunt Valley. Bring your friends and indulge your taste buds with fine wines from around the world, paired with gourmet bites prepared for you by Town Tavern and heavy hors d'oeuvre by Hayfield's. Go to our website, odwyercenter.org/wine for tickets. Come for the wine, stay for the memories.
O'Dwyer is a 501c3 not-for-profit.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Hot temperatures stick around with highs rising to the mid-90s. Showers and storms are likely, and some could be strong, even severe, leading to gusty winds and small hail. Some heavy rain is also possible into the early night. Showers will last through Thursday morning. Expect a big cool down tomorrow. Highs will rise to the mid-60s, which is below average. We'll stay cool through the end of the week with showers through Memorial Day. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years.
I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. Mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
From Reisterstown to Kingtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
For 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're going to get a winner here. A pair of tickets to see the Beach Boys at Pier 6 Pavilion, June 6th at 8 p.m. And like I said, it's supposed to be a fun day, I think, in the city that day. So you can spend the whole day there. All right, don't forget to have your email here as we talk to Brian, the producer. Also, Brian, the DJ. All right now we have a guest on the line with us, Doug Anito Mangione. He's usually with us on Wednesdays at 11:35 a.m. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Kim, I'm great. Good morning. Hope you're doing well and enjoying the weather while it lasts.
I know. I see some rain is on its way. Of course, I'm not happy about that. You know, Delegate, we've had quite the show, and the last couple of days, if you can imagine, people have been calling in about the mail-in ballot situation. And to find out that 500,000 mail-in ballots went out and that the Maryland Board of Elections could not track any of them, and now they have to throw all 500,000 away, and we hope that people know about this and fill out the replacement ballots and send those back in. First and foremost, what was your initial reaction to this news, Delegate?
Kim, this is just, it's a tragedy. It's exactly why I'm against mail-in ballots. I've always been against mail-in ballots. You should only be able to receive a mail-in ballot if you're a senior citizen of a certain age, or if you have some type of disability, or if, of course, if you're military or have a legitimate reason as to why you're out of town. Other than that, the state of Maryland and nationally in some of these Democratic states have continued this push. It's a failed idea. Other developed countries said no more to this. Why we would do that, but the Annapolis Democrats continue to push this type of policy. And at the end of the day, Kim, you look at it, in Annapolis, we have tried time after time. I have been a major supporter of voter ID laws. As a matter of fact, I find this is such an important issue to make sure we protect the integrity of our elections, that when Kate Sullivan, I know she was the one, I heard her yesterday, she did a great job on your show, she reached out to Republicans in the last several years to try to get her set up so she can talk about this issue in Annapolis, and not once but twice that I helped set her up and get her a room booked. Actually, I brought donuts and coffee for her groups because I knew that this is an important issue, that other delegates should come on down and listen to what she has to say about this, and it was crucial that message on the big push, voter ID. I supported Bob Long. He had bills on this, and it's a very important issue. It's a real absolute disaster that the Board of Elections would allow almost 500,000 ballots to go out in the wrong way. It's what people have been talking about, and it's a real problem.
Yeah, Delegate, you know, I saw where Jared DeMarinis was on CNN with Jake Tapper. We played the audio earlier today on the show. And, you know, when he explained that he could not track it, because Jake Tapper asked him more than once, why can't you just replace the ballots that went out that were wrong, right? Because some of them were correct. And he said, there's just no way to do that. Yet at the same time, Delegate, they're saying that out of the 500,000 ballots that went out, they believe it was a small number that were wrong. But if they can't track it, how on earth would they know the number? And then on top of this, when the ballots come back, why can't they match up, you know, say Delegate Nino Mangione, he's a Republican. He sent in a Republican ballot. They should be able to match that up with the system, no?
I would think, Kim, that's why there are just serious concerns as to the mess that's been created by the Board of Elections, who had one job to do. We know about these elections many years, obviously, in advance. As the caller alluded to earlier, we've been doing elections for over 200, almost 250 years, and this is this is what happens. And this is why, again, I've pushed constantly for voter integrity and making sure that we get rid of these mail-in ballots and require voter ID. It's an absolute shame that this happened.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you, again, we're speaking to Doug Neomagione. For 2 days now, I had the same poll question brought to us by Renovation Real Estate. And it's, will you trust the 2026 primary election results here in Maryland? Delegate, 93% of the people that took this poll said, no, they will not. And
well,
that's...
Listen, I have to say this because I want to just make sure everybody's well aware. You have to get out and vote. You have to. I'm encouraging all my supporters. I mean, we've had a very busy week on the campaign trail, as you're well aware of how this goes. I was at Greater Jacksonville Community Association last night, and have run all the way across town to Sparks for another event. Did 5 events over the weekend. We are nonstop Memorial Day ceremonies this week. So I want to make sure, and I'm telling everybody on the election, when I'm out there on the election trail campaigning, get in there, vote. I'm encouraging my supporters to do early voting. I've never been a fan of the mail-in ballots. I understand why some older elderly individuals would have that issue, but I'm encouraging people show up either on election day, obviously, but most importantly, if you can, because there's that window. I trust the early voting system. You never know that we're seeing mistakes are made, but I'm encouraging people get out and make sure you vote. Get out there. And you have to, whatever, if there's going to be, let's just hope that there's not any mistakes made, any further mistakes, but we have to get our people out and vote. And that's why every time I talk to somebody, I'm saying that window for early voting is crucial. And I've been telling them, of course, a little bit about my candidacy. And I just want to say, Kim, what a great week it's been. Like I said, besides all the event, but the FOP, I've mentioned this in the last 2 weeks, I've received the Fraternal Order of Police. Their endorsement, I mean, it really means a lot to me. I'm committed to our law enforcement, making sure they have the funding and resources necessary to protect Baltimore County. You do a great job of talking about the issues there. And here's the thing. A lot of people in Baltimore County, Kim, I'm committing to bringing this police department to full strength. We are understaffed in Baltimore County by almost 300 officers. Public safety, that is my top priority. And I want law enforcement to know, just like when I was in Annapolis, Kim, that we live in an environment that was created by liberals, by the way, 100% created by liberal Democrats that disrespect our police officers. We're going to change that attitude. I'm going to stand with the brave men and women who protect us. I was a strong supporter of the police in my time, as you know, in the General Assembly as a delegate. I opposed all efforts to reducing their funding or authority. And it's the same philosophy I'm going to bring to the county council. And there's no guessing with me, Kim. That's why I have the support, or I have a record, I should say, of supporting law enforcement, and that's why I have their support. I am the public safety first candidate here, and just yesterday I was approved the graphic that I created, because it happened over, I believe it happened either on Friday of last week, but now we're good to go to start blasting out. Very proud to not only receive the law enforcement, but the Baltimore County Firefighters Association. I spent 8 years in the House of Delegates. They know fighting for EMS and fire, and working to provide them with the resources and the equipment and benefits, to do their job as safely as possible. Supported legislation aimed at protecting firefighters. And I think just this past year, one of them was the free cancer screenings for volunteers. I was with our volunteer firefighters one Saturday. We love them. We love our professionals. We want them both to work strongly together. I'm a strong supporter of policies that improve Maryland families, Kim, improve the safety of Maryland families. And that starts with supporting our men and women in the volunteer, professional firefighters, and of course the police. But Kim, I wanted to make one huge shout out, or breaking news today again, is that Congressman Andy Harris, he knows I'm the conservative in this race. I have a track record of opposing taxes and fees, strong supporter of, you name it, whether it's support of our law enforcement, as I mentioned, support of 287G and against illegal immigration, supporting ICE. I've taken the lead on things we discussed, like the Piedmont Reliability Project. I support not moving the Ertl, and he knows that because the good congressman, he represented parts of North Baltimore County. He knows how important that is to support our farmers and to not push northern Baltimore County to be developed and to keep it fertile in this beautiful landscape of North Baltimore County. I'm not moving the hurdle. Despite, Kim, you know how it is. You run for politics, and you have liars on both sides that spew complete nonsense. But Congressman Andy Harris knows it's a lie, and that's why, after my proven record, he has come out the only elected Republican in our congressional delegation, the strongest Republican, one of the stronger Republicans in the country, and he said Nino is the guy to win this, who we need on the Baltimore County Council, and I really appreciate his endorsement, Kim.
Well, congratulations, Delegate. That is really huge, and he is correct on that. And you know what? Yeah, congratulations. And here's a guy that, you know, like you said, there's people that have a lot going on both sides, but they've been trying to call for redistricting to get Andy Harris out of his seat, and he's dealing with his own. But here,
and that is such a big point, because Congressman Andy Harris is the champion. He's going up against the entire Democrat machine, so he knows what it's like to be in a fight with the Democrats. And he knows, and he understands also how important Republican leadership is, which is why I went ahead and I went in North Baltimore County, which is, if we're ever going to take back the county executive seat, and if we're going to win the governor's seat and defeat Wes Moore, you have to have a strong showing in Baltimore County. Bob Ehrlich and Governor Hogan both won Baltimore County. I wanted to do everything I could to try to deliver Baltimore County, not only to save it from going to the way Baltimore City has gone, but I wanted to do everything I can to make it a better place, but to help as well with Republicans statewide, whoever that nominee is going to be. So I created a team to not only protect our area, but give real leadership. The strong Republican leadership slate that I say here, I call it, is why I created. I have Pat Dyer running, because we need proven leaders in their community that can actually make things happen here. I recruited Pat Dyer, who's a businessman, Kevin Ford, a farmer and a fireman, Chuck Murphy, a businessman. We have Jeff McDonald, a guy who's worked in the private sector his entire life and who's been very heavily involved in the Republican politics, getting out our message. And I'm tired of it, Kim. I want to live in a community who be with people. We own property or businesses. We pay taxes. We have strong community values. And I want to make sure that present is felt with the leadership in North Baltimore County, not just leaders looking for a career job, but the slate of people who are actually sacrificing their time, their energy, time away from their families. I mean, Pat and Kevin have four kids. They have strong careers, yet they're willing to give their time for this. Same with Jeff McDonald, was going to move to South Carolina and retire, but he said, no, I've been here too long. I need to try to help save this. Chuck Murphy as well. He has family in Texas, but he's not ever going to leave because he wants to fight for this state as a delegate. And these are people, Kim, that are going to vote and stand up for our values. That's why I'm encouraging everybody to get out there. Early voting is June 11th through 18th for the Republican primary. Strong Republican leadership, vote for our ticket. The election day is June 23rd, and of course, follow me on ninoformd.com and check out our Facebook. You can see all the activities we're going through, or you can see the endorsements, you can see all of our messaging. It's all at my Facebook page. You know how valuable social media is, Kim, and we are trying to bring change, and that's what my team's going to bring here, and we need everyone's help.
Absolutely. Amen. Doug and Nino Mangione, again, congratulations on Congressman Andy Harris's endorsement. That is huge. And as he mentioned, make sure you're following him on social media. And Doug, if you could also, I don't know if you gave it but if you could give your website as well.
Yeah, that's ninoformd.com. Again, that's ninoformd.com. And then follow us. You'll find us, Nino Mangione, on Facebook. We have the blue check mark. We have 18,000. Nobody has as many followers as you, Kim, but we have a lot of followers, and we get our message out. We let people know what events we're supporting. And we try to not only do that, but we're with the volunteer firefighters right in Hereford. I love those guys and gals over there. We're taking pictures of the pit beef lunch to encourage the community. This is about community. On Friday, I'm going to be at the Hereford High School honoring our Memorial Day our heroes during the Memorial Day ceremony. The heroes we've lost, of course, Delaney Valley Gardens. I'm going on Memorial Day for their ceremony. So our job as elected officials is not only fight for our values, but to pay the respect and tribute of members of the community that are sacrificing themselves and who are just working hard every day to want to keep more of their own money in taxes, that are not get abused by the taxes, as I was saying. And of course, most importantly, the brave men and women who have sacrificed their lives in honor and protection of this country, and that's where we're going to be, and we shouldn't forget that that's what this weekend is all about.
Absolutely. Doug Edino Mangione running for Baltimore County Council. Thank you so much for joining us, Doug, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon. And stay dry out there. I know you'll be at all those events, as you always are, not just during election season. Just remember, Nino's always out there. Thank you so much, Delegate.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it.
Have a good one. And also congratulations to Jeff Nordberg of Glen Arm. He just won the Beach Boy tickets. All right. So, Jeff, you might see, is it Andy out there from Bowley's Quarters? Yes, you might see each other out there. So you got some WCBM fans that will be there at Pier 6 Pavilion. If you want tickets, of course, there are tickets available. Pier 6 Pavilion, June 6th is the day to go to the Beast. This is going to say the Beastie Boys. The Beach Boys. It should be a fun day out there, like I said. And there is. There's like a race out there. And then all the boutiques get together that's in Harbor East, and they're having like a huge fashion show. So it's going to be a fun day on June 6th. So if you want, you can spend the day out there. And, you know, even though we don't love city leadership, we do still love the city of Baltimore. So let's try to help out those that live in the city as well. Also, real quick, I just wanted to mention, as Delegate Nino Mangione pointed out in our, you know, our poll question of the day, I know many of you say that you're not going to trust the primary election results. You know, I saw something similar like this back in 2021 in Georgia. And it was after, of course, the 2020 election, and you had a lot of Republicans that didn't come out because of what they saw in 2020. And I just want to make sure that doesn't happen here in the state of Maryland. You got to get out there, and you got to vote. And, you know, no weapon against us, right? I mean, because it's like, honestly, you got to still take part, right? You got to get out there and vote. And if you don't vote, then of course your vote will not count. And we're not going to let them win this, okay? I mean, obviously, there's a lot going on. I saw a message from Rob Carson. I mean, and I think he's right. 500,000 ballots, where you have to throw 500,000 ballots in the trash because of a so-called mistake, a mishap. I it's hard for me to believe that this was not intentional. And like I said, and it might be something that, you know, the Democrats obviously want to control their primaries. Look, we saw that when they did that back in 2016. They did it, you know, even this last election cycle in 2024. They rode along with Joe Biden until they could install Kamala Harris. It didn't even have a primary. So Democrats couldn't even choose. You see, again, I don't know how people stay in the Democrat Party. I mean, the shenanigans just continue to pile up. Anyways, make sure you get out there and vote. When we get back, I do want to share a little bit of audio with you from Luke McFadden. Hopefully we have time for it. I talk a lot. Real quick, I do recommend AES Builders and Home Improvement because they truly care about the people they serve. From the first conversation to the final walkthrough, Sean and Steve, the owners, now almost 2 years, have majestically continued Sean's dad, Tim Munson's love and passion for helping to create your needs and your dreams. Now, their craftsmanship and attention to detail, and of course, their commitment to doing it right is why families have trusted AES since 1989, and I do too. The AES motto is still the same: when they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. So call AES Builders today, 410-574-4400, or you can visit online, aeshome.us.
Car crash? Slip and fall? Workplace injury? Serious injuries mean serious bills. Before you talk to the insurance company, talk to me. I'm the Ouch Guy. I know Maryland law, and I know how to win. Call 877-OUCH-911. Ouch Guy is Baltimore strong. Ouch Guy is Yehoshua Beer.
Amazon Business. Discover smart business buying, where unmatched selection meets AI-driven tools to simplify complex processes so you can focus on what matters most. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Trump DOJ launched an investigation into Maryland after 500,000 mail-in ballots were sent out in error. Yeah, 500,000 ballots were sent out in error. 500,000 ballots don't get sent out unless dozens of people sign off on it. An error is misspelling someone's name on your Starbucks cup. An error isn't sending out 500,000 ballots to the wrong people.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, thinking about being a crabber in Maryland? Take a listen to Luke McFadden and how difficult this might be.
We have an estimated 349 million blue crabs in the Chesapeake Bay, which is a 46% increase over last year, and an estimated 228 million juvenile blue crabs, which is a 121% increase than it was last year. But everybody's number one question in the comments is, will this bring the price of Maryland crabs down? And as a commercial crab fisherman here in Maryland, I'm here to tell you that the price of crabs in Maryland generally has a lot more to do with the cost of overhead and catching the crabs than it does supply and demand. But I've done some math for you guys on the cost of crabbing. So for our daily cost to leave the dock, we have about $180 in fuel, we have about $750 in kelp, about $360 in bait, which brings us to about $1,290 a day just to leave the dock. But you got to remember, we're running big commercial scale operations here. So there's a lot more than just the daily cost. We also have a lot of long-term costs. I have about $10,000 in mechanical maintenance between the refrigerators, the trucks, and the boats a year, plus about $20,000 in insurance, plus about $10,000 just to get our rig ready to go. That's new crab pots, lines, ropes, sinks, paint, labor to get all that done. So if you actually go out and crab about 120 days a year, that comes out to about $333 a day in long-term cost. That's going to bring our total to about $1,623 a day. You also have to consider that we have a lot of liabilities in our business and a lot more equipment. So if you estimate your boat to be about $100,000, if you have about 1,500 crab pots in your rig at about $55 a crab pot now, that brings you out to about $82,500 just in crab pots. Plus, if you have that many crab pots, you're going to have two commercial licenses. We'll say that's about $30,000, $35,000. That brings us to about $247,500 in liabilities. We'll just call it an easy $250,000. So if you don't have all of that equipment paid off, and say you have a loan out on your business, and you're going to pay that back over 10 years at 5% interest, that's going to bring your monthly payment out to about $2,651 across 12 months, but we're only crabbing for about 120 days a year for our crabbing season here in Maryland, which is going to bring you out to about $265 a day if you have a loan out on your stuff.
All right. I guess it goes on from there. Okay. Well, I was hoping to play the whole thing. If you want to check it out, Luca McFadden, it is on his Facebook page. I think he has it on Instagram and other pages as well. And it sounds like to me there's a lot that goes into crabbing, which of course I already knew. But when it comes to licenses and all the fees and everything else that you have to pay here, you know, it's a lot of money. And so people were asking, obviously, you know, as you heard there, will the price of crabs go down as they're getting more crabs? You know, the little baby crabs are coming about, you know, especially the blue crabs. And of course, he's saying, frankly, no. Again, they still have to cover a lot of their costs. So that is why crabs are so expensive. And, you know, it's so interesting because I saw a lot of our crabs that we eat here in the state, a lot of them come from the South. A lot of them don't even come from Maryland. You got a few crabbers that do, obviously, like Luke and others, CJ. There's a few of them out there, but not a ton of them. All right, tomorrow we'll have a lot more to talk about. As always, Brian the producer, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio.